This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
We have an opportunity to be the generation that renews America again.
A message Rick Santorum will take to Arizona today, a week before the primaries there and in Michigan. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live in Mesa.
Well, the candidates are coming here for a debate tomorrow night as we learn about their latest fundraising efforts. The FEC says the Mitt Romney campaign had more than $7.5 million on hand at the end of last month. But the super PAC that supports him has about $16 million in the bank. Newt Gingrich's official campaign, less than $2 million. The major Gingrich supporting super PAC, $2.5 million. Meanwhile, President Obama's reelection efforts, very well, came up with $29 million in January, Dave.
Rich, Afghans are out protesting in Kabul, some chanting, die foreigners. Angry, some Qurans and other Islamic materials were improperly disposed of at an American airbase. Top U.S. Commander General John Allen's apologizing.
When we learned of these actions, we immediately intervened and stopped them. The materials recovered will be properly handled by appropriate religious authorities.
Greece is now going to get that second European bailout. A lot of Greeks had protested. Fox News Radio's Phil Itner, live in London.
Dave, it was a marathon session, but in the end, the 17 Eurozone finance ministers agreed to give Greece nearly $170 billion to keep it solvent. British Chancellor of the Exchequer George Osborne says this also ends months of indecision and anxiety.
Frankly, all along, the failure to deal with the Greek situation has caused uncertainty. Hopefully, we can all move on now and we get the European economy growing.
But questions do remain, mainly how Greece will implement the tough measures that come along with this huge loan. Dave?
Phil, European markets are skeptical. They're down this morning. Futures are up on Wall Street. Oil still near its nine-month high. Gas ticks up slightly, $3.57 a gallon now, according to AAA. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Harlan had a respectable restaurant business. Then the interstate came through several miles away and took his customers. But Harlan also had a signature dish. He believed if he could sell the recipe, he could open a franchise. So he tried and tried and tried again. Before someone finally bought that recipe, Harlan had knocked on 1,009 restaurant doors. The name Harlan, of course, gives it away. We're talking about Colonel Harlan Sanders and his now famous recipe for Kentucky Fried Chicken. This is Howard Budd Jr. of Laity Lodge with a life lesson. Failures stop at the word no. Successful people finally stop asking when they get a yes in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
The interviews with newsmakers unedited for time, for better or worse. On file for your review at WTAW.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting married. Now what?
Your newest best friend is the new website, BrazosValleyBride.com. You'll find wedding dresses, cakes, photographers, caterers, florists, rehearsal dinner locations, reception venues, wedding locations, and a lot more. So many decisions. So, if you're planning a wedding, where are you going to go?
BrazosValleyBride.com.
Now Brazos Valley Bride is more than a magazine. Visit BrazosValleyBride.com.
We're here asking people what they love about Subway restaurants.
Just one? That's tough.
There are so many things.
I love the sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
It's all the great low-fat sandwiches.
Can't beat seven meals under 450 calories. The toughest decision is which one I'm having today.
Was that really Jared?
I'm inspired by Jared all these years, and he still keeps the weight off.
I love the way I feel about eating at Subway restaurants.
Ham! I love the Black Forest ham.
It's about making great choices.
Subway restaurants is a choice I can feel good about.
I love how easy Subway restaurants makes it to eat better.
450 calorie or less meals really helps me stay on track with my goals.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or wheat bread prepared according to standard recipe without cheese or condiments that contain fat. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information for a limited time at participating locations only. No substitutions, excludes premium subs. Subway, eat fresh.
Do you have an unusual or difficult tax issue or existing problems with the IRS? BCS Tax Group is a locally owned and independent tax firm serving the Brazos Valley since 1994. We have enrolled agents on staff who are uniquely qualified to prepare your return and who are federally licensed tax specialists empowered to represent you before all levels of the Internal Revenue Service. Call 680-1099. Visit our office at 310 University Drive East or click bcstaxgroup.com. BCS Tax Group, voted best tax service in the Eagles Reader's Choice Awards for 2011.
Weekdays, the Dr. Oz Show is bigger than ever. More life-changing information.
We're issuing a critical alert.
Revolutionary anti-aging secrets.
I had no idea.
New weight loss breakthroughs.
You're going to hear this.
And it's all for you.
Nothing is off limits.
Be there for the show everyone's talking about. Weekdays on the Dr. Oz Show. Your life, your doctor.
Dr. Oz, weekdays at 4 on KAGS HD. Many of us are children of this generation, and many of us are Generation X. But there's an enormous problem facing our seniors. With more people becoming eligible for Medicare, the rising costs, lack of physicians are creating major healthcare strains. Now, local caregivers are finding new ways to reduce costs and cut hospital visits. KAGS HD News' Rebecca Schleicher brings you Baby Boomers, Wednesday, only on KAGS HD News at 10.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 57 degrees right now at the studios. It's going to feel very springy, if that's even a word, to describe the weather for the next few days. 71 for a high today, and we're going to knock on the door of 80 tomorrow. We'll be at 80 on Thursday before we cool off in time for the weekend. Rob will expand on that coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The news brought to you by Just Breaks. At Just Breaks, they really do care. Aggieland was the setting for a bipartisan celebration of President George Bush on Monday. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi was greeted with a standing ovation by an overflow crowd at the George Bush Presidential Library. I promise she was. Here's the audio. All right, we'll try to get that for you later on. Pelosi says Bush's name and presidency are synonymous with civility.
Privilege for each and every one of us to spend President's Day with President George Bush.
There was the audio from former Speaker Pelosi. She does say that his name and presidency are synonymous with civility.
Something badly needed in our political discourse today. President Bush followed what Thomas Jefferson said, that every difference of opinion is not a matter of principle, and we should debate accordingly.
Remarks from the former House Speaker are on our website with this story. Just go to WTAW.com. As divisive as the politicians in Washington, so were the actions of two student groups at A&M to the appearance of Nancy Pelosi. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Members of the Council for Minority Student Affairs cried foul to a protest by Texas Aggie conservatives. CMSA Board Secretary Stephanie Canellis describes what's done by the Texas Aggie conservatives will, quoting, propagate the image of an intolerant campus. For the Pelosi visit, the TAC had someone dressed as the Grim Reaper to display their opposition to what they believe is the House Minority Leader's job-killing economic legislation. One of the protesters, Carrie Cheshire, says, again quoting, Obamacare, out-of-control deficit spending, increased federal regulations, and heavy taxes are destroying the jobs that students like me will need when we graduate. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is to spend a second day reviewing customs and border protection operations in the Rio Grande Valley. Napolitano is expected to visit multiple sites today and address the media in McAllen later this afternoon. The former Arizona governor arrived in McAllen on Monday and met with CBP officials to discuss operations at the ports of entry. She was also scheduled to meet with representatives of state and local law enforcement agencies. Back here at home, Bryan police made one arrest and issued several tickets after witnessing cockfighting in the backyard of a home on Saturday. A 911 call resulted in officers going to the 600 block of East 24th Street, three blocks east of downtown. Officer John Agnew says the homeowner, 54-year-old Antonio Gonzalez, was arrested for holding the fights and ticketed for violating city animal codes.
The owner received multiple citations for concerns with the animals' living conditions, the way they're being fed, do they have enough water, what they're standing in.
Animal Control returned on Monday to see some of the 30 fighting roosters living in substandard conditions. Agnew says Bryan ordinances do not limit the number of chickens in a residential area.
And College Station, in case you're interested, there's a maximum of 10 unless it's part of a 4-H project. Six people in a circle around the roosters were ticketed for being spectators to a cockfight. A lawsuit hundreds of miles away could reach to the very core of the Texas-based Boy Scouts of America. It's all based on an allegation that the organization is covering up thousands of possible sexual assaults over a 20-year period.
A California family is trying to force the Boy Scouts to hand over thousands of confidential files on reported sexual abuse from 1991 to present. It's part of a negligence lawsuit that began in 2007 when a 450-pound Scout leader in Santa Barbara, California, assaulted a 92-pound boy. The attacker pleaded no contest to criminal charges, but attorney Tim Hale says the Scouts have refused to turn over the files of 3,500 to 4,000 other possible sexual abuse cases.
The end result of that secrecy is you've got all these unidentifiable perpetrators who are roaming the streets, who have never been reported.
The BSA denied allegations in a statement. LP Phillips, TSN News.
And once a year, the Blinn College Board of Trustees meets in Brazos County. Blinn spokesman Brandon Webb says the opportunity to meet board members and watch them in action comes up again tonight.
They come over to the Brazos County campuses, our Villa Maria campus there, which is our largest campus among the four, and they conduct their normal, regular board meeting. So it's just as if you traveled to Brenham, just as if you were sitting in Washington County seeing how decisions are made on behalf of the college.
Tonight's meeting starts at 7 in the Student Center on the Blinn campus in Bryan. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 57 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Just Breaks. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted.
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition. Hey, Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Some very warm temperatures are going to flood into the region over the next couple of days. With partial sun today, highs will be 70 to 75. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, 55 to 60. Partly sunny and warm tomorrow, 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. It'll be 60 to 65. We'll have clouds Thursday with the chance of a shower, and highs will be anywhere from 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, the Aggie women's basketball team takes on number one ranked undefeated Baylor in 6 days. But they've got two games between now and then. Yeah, they play Oklahoma tonight and Tech on Saturday. It's going to be busy for them. We'll talk about that. Aggie baseball team is back at Olsen at Bluebell tonight with Stephen F. Austin and high school basketball playoffs. We'll tell you who's playing who, all that and more coming up in sports.
You know, the temps are going to be nice today, but we kind of got that north wind.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a cool in the shade day.
Yeah, which makes it kind of interesting. Sunshine would be nice today. I thought yesterday was going to be a pretty nice day.
Yeah, we were told sunshine yesterday.
Then it clouded over.
Mm-hmm. Ended up not being.
I had none on my shoulders.
Yeah. Really?
I was not happy.
Yeah. No sunshine?
Nor your golden lock, you know, on your golden locks.
Right.
John Denver golden lock.
Yeah. I like how Rob.
John Denver week there.
I like how Rob said that warmer temperatures are going to be flooding in.
Yeah.
You're coming in with the runoff.
I like that. That's
right.
Good. Oh, wait, I didn't even know we had an election.
Ah, we don't yet. We'll have one in December.
Oh, man.
Maybe.
All right, let me see. I'm sure I had something I was going to I had a couple of things that were in bad taste I was going to use.
Oh, good.
Well, this is the time.
Well, I know.
It's our bad taste segment.
Well,
yeah, it is.
Well, but I was having issues in here. The computer and I were
issues.
Battling. Yeah, we were battling and...
By the way, I will take this opportunity to say that I was going through my email yesterday and got an email from a listener that said every Tuesday she and her friends like to gather around the radio and listen for the workout song of the day. So
all right, okay.
And it was a thank you to humoring us was what it was.
All
so
right.
I guess like the preamble to it also. I guess.
Well, I don't know, but I guess in my mind I'm envisioning that at one time this might have been some sort of workout circle that they were in, and now perhaps it's devolved into a morning glass of wine and enjoying us.
Ooh,
so.
And I like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
You don't suppose one of them could be the caller, do you?
I don't know. Maybe so. That would be awesome.
I mean, who's like not saying anything?
Yeah,
like,
just kind of chortling about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, of course, we always try not to make fun of people's names, but there's a concrete company. There's a concrete company in Germany that's pretty interesting. It's called the Putzmeister Holding Company.
Putzmeister. All right.
Now,
okay.
As it's
just leave it there.
As it says on the website,
mm-hmm.
Putzmeister works in the field of concrete, pumps and booms and removal and excavation and foundation work for heavy industry like mining and tunnel construction and precast for power stations and sewer plants. Putz, for those of you who are not familiar, is the Yiddish word for a fool or an idiot.
Yes,
You know.
Yeah.
You know,
was this a partnership, Putz and Meister?
Well, no. I think
Putz and Meister.
Yeah. in more coarse slang, of course, it could mean something else.
Right.
But anyway, by the way, I don't know if you knew this, the Amish folks in Pennsylvania Dutch country have used the word putz to refer to a nativity display around a Christmas tree.
Hmm.
So I'm not sure.
Oh my God.
Might not go over well.
No, that's true. I mean, because they're like, since Joe Smith won't be busy next Christmas, maybe he can dress up as Santa.
In the putz.
Yeah, you could place him at the mall nativity scene adorned with a putz or two.
All right.
A putz or two.
Yeah.
Two putz are better than one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that'd make it putz and putz.
Unless you're playing golf.
I was going to say, actually, I think one putt is always better than two.
Boom, boom.
Thank you.
Info.
Mason.
We never said it was cerebral. We never said that.
No.
No.
We're full of bad puns.
We prove it every day. Just to get you to the train, a plane, a bus. Gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good morning, a good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
Howdy, Aggieland. You have chosen the best university for your mind, and now you need to choose the best health club for your body. AeroFit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 9 years. Here are just a few of the reasons AeroFit has been voted best health club. AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. AeroFit now has 2 express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. AeroFit offers you full-service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for children. AeroFit has the best personal training staff. AeroFit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. AeroFit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? AeroFit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and request more information on all of AeroFit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
We're total fitness. Hey, 619, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay. I'm sorry. My normally reliable birthday
deal.
So now you're having computer issues.
Well, no, it pulled it gave me tomorrow's birthdays all of a sudden. I don't know why. Well, no. I've got the other list here, but you're going to help me here. Actor Alan Rickman is 66 years old today. Have you got him?
Yeah.
Good. So I'm on the right list then.
And this list shows him in the Harry Potter films. And this guy's done so much more.
He has. Die Hard and Harry Potter.
Yeah, he was that bad guy.
He's a super bad guy.
Yeah.
There you go. Actress Tyne Daly from Cagney and Lacey. Also judging Amy, and she's done a lot since
she
quit being whoever Lacey, I guess. She's 66 years old. Kelsey Grammer's birthday.
Dress size.
Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer is 57 years old. Alan Trammell, the baseball star, played for the Astros, did he not, for a while? But he's mainly Detroit Tiger shortstop.
Yeah.
Is 54, who didn't play for the Astros, that's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, used to play. Jennifer Love Hewitt is 33 years old.
Be a Waco, Texas girl.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's the ghost whisperer, you know.
Well,
because they trust her.
There you go.
Yeah.
Charlotte Church, she's the Welsh soprano who started singing at age 11 and just knocked everybody's socks off. She's 26 years old.
Whatever happened to Charlotte?
Her voice changed, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, today she sounds like this.
Yeah.
She's smoking.
Put the pill mill out.
Yeah, really.
What if anybody knows it's my birthday?
Step on it, push it out, walk out and sing.
Ellen Page is 25. She played the teen in the movie Juno back in 2007. And you're going to have to help me out after that because I've got just one list.
William Peterson, we've seen him a time or two on CSI.
Yeah.
He's 59. Christopher Atkins, it says here Blue Lagoon and probably nothing else. Is that about right?
Probably.
51.
Yeah.
Pretty good singer. Mary Chapin Carpenter,
54.
Oh,
yeah.
David Geffen, he's like a record dude, is 68.
Charlotte's still singing, by the way.
Oh, is she still?
Yeah, but
she?
Unfortunately, the last post on her website was from November of last year. She's talking about how the story in one of them Brit tabloids was a complete fabrication. I have not proposed to my boyfriend drunkenly or otherwise.
Oh, very nice.
So
well, that's got to make you feel good.
So there you
are. That's good. Jake Steinfeld, Jake the Body, I think he used to call himself, be a 54. Anthony Daniels, who played C-3PO.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
And of course, it could just, any guy in a British accent could say, well, I was, as far as we know. Can't really prove it. Anyway, be 65 and Christine Ebersold is 59. So there we go.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You cannot intellectually have any bit of honesty in you and not see that the guy that said Bush was unpatriotic and irresponsible for $4 trillion in debt in 8 years, and he has over five, and maybe by the end of it, $6 trillion in 3 years. And it may be at the end of four, it might be six. And not say he is reckless and irresponsible with his money. We won't do what he did to President Bush and call him unpatriotic. You know, this fascination and fixation. You cannot, by any objective economic measure, make an argument that this guy has done nothing except hurt the economy. And that's what it kind of makes this extravagance and this lifestyle and the use of taxpayers' money in these vacations just extraordinary.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted...
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
A little better feel. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Dan Loney. Customer satisfaction gained slightly in the fourth quarter of last year. The latest American Customer Satisfaction Index picked up 0.7%, but still missed pre-recession levels. Among brick-and-mortar stores, those selling office supplies, home goods, and clothing earned the highest scores, yet online retailers still earned top spot, with Amazon.com at the head of the field. It was a good holiday season for home improvement retailer The Home Depot. Earnings in the fourth quarter up 32% as its stores in the U.S. saw a 6% jump in sales. Earnings per share beat estimates for 2011, with 2012 projections ahead of Wall Street views. And with the Greek bailout deal done today, keep an eye on Wall Street as it could reach some milestones. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished last week at 12,949, with the chance to surpass 13,000 for the first time since May of 2008. The S&P 500 ended last week just shy of its best close in 4 years at 1,361. I'm Dan Loney with the Dow Jones Money Report.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services, 60 years in the biz of making sure that those critters that are out there stay out there and don't come into your home and bother you. Now, if they already have, then that's even more reason for you to give them a call and let them come out, take care of that problem, and then make sure that you don't have the problem again in the future. And it's just one phone call, 361-0500. You know, you've heard Bobby Jenkins talk about also bed bugs, which is not much fun to talk about, but you know, we heard about them in the big city, but now they've even come here, as a matter of fact. And quite honestly, this is something that you cannot do yourself. It takes professionals to get rid of bed bugs. If you have a college student or you had people who visited, that could very well happen. It's not a cleanliness issue. It's just one of those things that happens. So if that does, then let the pros at ABC Home and Commercial Services handle that for you. We've talked about what else they can do as far as termite protection for your home before. And also, they'll take care of your lawn, your flower beds, your shrubbery. Full service company. ABC Home and Commercial Services, been around for 60 years. Give them a call at 361-0500. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver, 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. And going to be another pretty nice day out there. Now, again, like yesterday, we'll have northeasterly winds, so it may feel, or easterly, so it may feel a little bit cooler. But 71 under partly sunny skies, maybe some fog forming tonight, about 58. Then we'll have some fog and 77 degrees on Wednesday. It's 80 on Thursday is what they're telling us. And then we're going to have a front that comes in here, and it'll be a little cooler. It's sunny and 62 as we head into the weekend. Right now, humidity is 93%. Winds are from the east at 6. We have overcast skies, and it's 58.
If you're selling your house, you should probably paint your walls a neutral color. All of them. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get 55-inch Sony LCDs for a special price, worry-free. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires March 27, 2012. Quantities limited.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Your pinky finger is incredibly strong.
Most of the strength you get is from your pinky finger and your ring finger, and you would lose a whopping 50% of your hand strength without a pinky.
Mark DiVincenzo, author of the book Your Pinky is More Powerful Than Your Thumb.
And if you don't believe that, ask a golfer to try to swing a club without using their pinky. The downside is the pinky, of course, is on the end of your hand. You're twice as likely to break a pinky finger than any other finger.
If you're selling your house, you want to make sure all the walls are painted a neutral color, because bright colored walls lessen the perceived value of the entire house.
There's a fascinating study done. It took a group of people who were looking to buy a house. They showed them a house with neutral colored walls, showed them another house exactly the same, except there was a bedroom painted bright pink. They asked these home buyers to value these houses. And in every case, the prospective home buyers said that the house that had a bright pink bedroom was valued at $3,500 less than the house that did not have a bedroom painted bright pink.
And with all the identity theft going on today, some of us need better passwords.
The most common password is 123456. About 1% of all computer users still have that password.
It's something you should know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 57 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the lower 70s. We told you that was the expectation for yesterday as well, so we'll just have to see how it all pans out. Warmer temperatures expected as well. Rob will take a look at your forecast after this news update. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. President and Barbara Bush had front row seats for the President's Day visit to Aggieland by House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi on Monday. You can hear the presentation on our website at WTAW.com. The overflow audience applauded Pelosi after she gave what she said was her most detailed response to the recent debate in Washington about health insurance providers giving women free contraception.
But everybody knows that the management of a family should respect the discretion of the mother, because her health is important to that family. Her decisions with her husband, her doctor, and her God are important to the family. And just, I mean, how can we say the federal government or private insurance companies should enforce something that the church itself has not been able to enforce?
Pelosi called for an end to what she says is the inflammatory debate on something she says is a private matter and not public policy. There are at least two student groups at Texas A&M with an opinion about Nancy Pelosi's visit.
Aggie conservatives used protest signs and a member dressed as the Grim Reaper to show their opposition to what they call Pelosi's job-killing economic legislation. They point to federal statistics that show the unemployment rate for youth at 20%, they say, is comparable to Arab countries. It's the second time Aggie conservatives are employing street theater, repeating a method used when Barack Obama made an appearance in October 2009. The TAC protest led to a news release from the A&M Council for Minority Student Affairs. Members of the CMSA Executive Council issued an advance apology to Pelosi, describing the TAC as, quoting, an attention-hungry group that could care less about political conservatism, but rather cares more about controversy, with no regard to the university's image and no desire to demonstrate the good in conservatism. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The numbers don't lie. Rick Perry raised a paltry $389,000 and spent nearly 10 times that during his failed presidential campaign's final 3 weeks. The governor took in just $389,000 in donations from January 1st until he dropped out of the race for the GOP nomination 18 days later. Perry's Federal Election Commission report for January shows he spent almost $3.3 million over the same period. He had a bit more than $860,000 in cash on hand at month's end. A 911 call concerning animal cruelty led Bryan police to the backyard of a home where officers say they saw evidence of cockfighting. It happened Saturday afternoon, 3 blocks east of downtown on East 24th Street between Preston and Polk. Officer John Agnew says there were about 30 chickens in the backyard, but that's a number that does not violate Bryan City ordinances.
When it comes to the chickens and roosters, it's fine, except for it can be very loud. And from a city ordinance, when it comes to noise violations point of view, kind of surprised we didn't get phone calls on this ahead of time.
54-year-old Antonio Gonzalez was arrested for cockfighting. That's a state offense, but he was also cited for local animal cruelty law violations. 6 others were ticketed for watching. Now, in case you're wondering, while the city of Bryan has no limit on the number of chickens in residential areas, in College Station there's a maximum of 10 unless it's part of a 4-H project. Tuesday night, tonight, is the annual meeting of the Blinn College Board of Trustees on the Bryan campus. Blinn spokesman Brandon Webb invites students and local residents to attend and participate.
And it's a good opportunity for anyone that lives in Bryan and is impacted positively. Maybe your experience isn't as all you'd hoped it would be. And observe, you know, sort of watch the sausage as it's being made, so to speak.
This meeting will be held in the Student Center on the Bryan campus starting tonight at 7. And the Texas travel industry is preparing for spring break and summer, but they're also preparing with record high gas prices.
Largely by promoting closer to Texas, attracting guests from St. Louis and Memphis instead of New York City. And Steve Atkins of the Texas Travel Industry Association expects hotels and resorts to have plenty of bargains.
We're seeing Atlantis, one of the largest Caribbean destinations, one of the most visible and popular. We're seeing them offer their fourth night free.
Despite the angst over higher gas prices, a dollar a gallon increase raises the cost of a round-trip drive to L.A. by about $70, not enough to cancel a vacation. In San Antonio, Jim Forsythe, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is coming up on 6:35. It's 56 degrees right now. The news is followed by your Brazos Valley weather forecast. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee, and so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have them call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyinestatelaw.com. WC Tractor in Bryan and New Holland are celebrating the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo in style. Get a New Holland Workmaster tractor from 45 to 75 horsepower at 0% for 72 months. We also have great deals on zero-turn mowers and much more. Come see us on Highway 6 just north of Highway 21 and register for free rodeo tickets. Or stop by one of our stores in Brenham, Navasota, or Sealy.
Walk into a Shriners Hospital for Children, and the first thing you'll notice is that it doesn't feel like a hospital at all. This is care that puts families first in hospitals that feel like home. From groundbreaking pediatric specialty medical care to research that's changing the world, Shriners Hospitals for Children is making miracles happen every day. You can be a part of this extraordinary mission by making a donation today at ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org or by calling 1-800-241-GIFT.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
637. Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine, we get to see some of that developing today. We also get some warm temperatures to develop across the region. It'll be in the low 70s during the afternoon. Partly cloudy for tonight, down to the mid and upper 50s. Partial sun and even warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow night, lots of clouds. It'll be in the low to mid 60s. Clouds Thursday, chance of showers. Highs Thursday afternoon in the mid and upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
High school basketball still going for the Consolidated Boys and the Rutter Girls. They both play tonight in the playoffs. We'll talk about that. Aggie women's basketball team is in Norman to take on the Oklahoma Sooners tonight. And the Aggie baseball team plays their first midweek game of the year tonight. The Lumberjacks are coming to town. That more coming up in sports.
There you go. It's 6:38. Let's hear it for the Republicans.
Woo!
Yep. The Republicans are the party of science. Did you know that?
Really? Like biology, botany?
No, what? No, no.
What?
They are science and technology. That's what Rick Santorum tells us. The Republicans are the party of science and technology. Has anybody told Rick Perry that? As I recall, Rick had a little problem with that on the campaign trail.
Yeah.
He is. It's Santorum who says that, in fact, the Democrats are anti-science, saying when it comes to the management of the Earth, the Democrats are the anti-science ones. We're the ones who stand for science and technology. There you go. So now we know. By the way.
Yes.
He's campaigning today in Arizona.
Oh, well, yeah. They got a debate tomorrow night.
Well, they do.
Yeah, they do.
And, oh, man.
I haven't had a debate in a long time.
I was having debate withdrawal.
Yeah. So does Santorum get to sit, like, stand right there in the middle now?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Ron Paul's still over to the side.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
That's right.
I'm still relevant.
Now, Mitt has
I'm sleepy. Yeah. Let's start early.
That's right. Yeah. I need to go to bed.
Mitt has a 5-point lead, and that might be okay, except he had a 20-point lead about a month ago. So, you know.
Yeah, but Santorum has the national lead now, doesn't he? Does he not?
He very well could.
Yeah, I thought he did. Yeah.
The Gallup presidential overall rating has Mr. Obama at 45%. They point out that the average approval rating for an elected president in his 12th quarter of office would be 55%. So he's about 10 points off of that. And Andrea Mitchell does it again. Remember, Andrea Mitchell had the story, the guy who's on the
Santorum
Backer with the aspirin
with
between
the
knee thing.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Right, uh-huh.
Well, she had one yesterday, and she wasn't even paying attention. She must have been dozing. She's probably getting to be more like her husband every day. But anyway.
Well, you know, they do. They meet for a nap at 11 every day.
Okay. Yeah. An aide to Rick Santorum yesterday talking about President Obama on MSNBC, a reference she claims she never intended to make. Her name is Alice Stewart, regarding the allusion that Santorum made over the weekend. Remember about the phony theology? He made that statement, kind of rearranged it to say that he was talking about radical environmentalists. Stewart says to Mitchell, quote, "There's a type of theological secularism when it comes to the global warmists in this country. That's what we were referring to." He was referring to the president's policies in terms of radical Islamic policies the president has. That's what she said. Andrea Mitchell didn't even hear it. She admitted, I missed the reference. I missed the reference where you say the president and radical Islamic policies? Oh, yeah. She was thinking about how she was going to have a banana for lunch with her husband. That'd be fun.
Something soft.
she missed it. Now, in the meantime, Alice Stewart phones MSNBC and says, "I didn't mean that. I meant environmental policies. I meant radical environmental policies. I didn't mean radical Islamic policies." Wow.
Well, they both start with an E sound.
That's
right. Yeah.
But again, I don't know which is worse. Her saying it or Andrea Mitchell going, huh? What? Did I miss something?
Yeah.
Okay, so now what exactly is Mitt Romney's biggest problem? And I haven't heard it said this way, but I don't know that this guy doesn't have it right. His name is John Pitney. He is a professor at Claremont McKenna College in California. He says Romney doesn't seem to have a cause. There is no Romney faction in the Republican Party. John McCain was able to present himself as the champion of political reform. Ronald Reagan was the champion of conservatives. Romney is trying to portray himself as a generic Republican, and I think a lot of Republicans regard him as a resident alien in the conservative movement. Wow! And I think that's a pretty good assessment.
I think so,
it's very good.
Yeah, sort of a one-size-fits-all kind of guy.
Well, if he had a campaign slogan, it's Mitt Romney. Who else are you going to get?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Again, as I've said, everybody's second choice. And I think this guy has pretty well clarified where that part of the party is. And so as a result, you know, again, brokered convention would be really cool.
If Romney looks good. He's got a presidential look. Got those graying temples.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
sure,
he's a big guy. Yeah, he's in, good shape.
But, yep.
You know, handsome man and all that. But if you take Romney, the exact same words, and put him in Ron Paul's body, you know.
Oh, sure.
You'd have Ron Paul.
That's
I mean, you'd have.
No, you wouldn't. You'd have the cure for insomnia.
You'd have a guy standing on the end. That's what you'd have.
Well, again, so, if we've done, and Jackie mentioned this to me months ago. Close your eyes and listen to Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Because he has a very good speaking voice.
He
delivers it well. Mm-hmm. I mean, he does a good job. Okay, so now we find out the Rickmeister was spending like a drunk sailor, huh? Right there at the end.
Yeah, he pretty much emptied the coffers, right?
Oh, the Perrymeister, not the Santorum Meister.
No, because, I mean, what, took in about $300K and spent $3.3?
Yeah.
Let me give you a peek behind the curtain, okay? When you got a bunch of staffers and you got a bunch of old political analysts and organizers and putting together commercials and all that kind of stuff.
Those people need to get paid.
That's right. They need to get paid. That's where that money went.
Uh-huh.
Need to play some ads here, Bubba. Okay, I get a little commission off of that, get a little production fee, all that. Of course, the staff's got to be ramped up. They got to have everything up and going until the last day.
That's right.
Wonder if they don't get a little bonus, a little performance bonus right there before he decides to hop on that plane and fly back to Austin. So that's where the money went.
Wait, he flew back to Austin?
Well,
I thought he was MIA.
Well, no, after he made his announcement he was out, he hopped on the plane and went back to Austin. Oh. After that, no, we don't know where he's been.
Because he dropped out in Florida, right?
Well, he made the announcement in South Carolina.
Oh, in South Carolina?
Yeah, maybe
in
South Carolina.
Okay.
Night before the convention, I think.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
So now this is kind of an interesting deal. Unemployment is down, right? According to all the official numbers, yet more people than ever are not working. Now, how does that happen?
Well, because they always say that it doesn't count the people that have given up and aren't looking for jobs.
Okay. And I understand that is certainly a function.
Mm-hmm.
With unemployment insurance checks running out, some of the country's long-term jobless scrambling to fill that gap by filing claims for mental illness and other disabilities with Social Security. Mental illness claims, in particular, are surging. During the recent economic boom, only 33% of applicants were claiming mental illness. Now that figure is 43%. It's gone up 10%?
Awesome.
Yeah. That's the place to go.
Bug nut crazy.
See, if they are on disability, they generally are not counted, which estimates like a quarter of those dropping out of the job market are getting disability payments now.
So if I show up in a beanie smoking a gavel and walk in and request, I need to file for some unemployment compensation, do you have a crayon?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I believe you have my statement.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So that's it. That's
if they start looking for a job, they kind of messed up with their claim.
Well, yeah,
I
but
guess.
Then
it's kind of like.
But
you
here's
know.
The deal. Here's the deal. Unemployment stops at some point. You know, Congress will someday come to their senses and they'll stop that. Disability goes on forever. Okay.
Huh.
I mean, a quarter of those who are dropping out of the job market. So the unemployment numbers, you know, looking good, but if they go on disability,
well,
it stays there forever.
Not only that, if you have some sort of skill set that you could then employ for a cash-heavy business.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because then
cash
ain't traceable.
Right.
Yeah,
like you.
Very well traceable.
Like you drive a popsicle truck or something. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Selling ice cream. Selling ice cream to the neighborhood kids or the work release program, as it may be better known.
or if you know how to do some sort of manual labor.
Yeah.
You know, go be a fix-up guy or something.
That's
and you
right.
deal strictly in cash. Mm-hmm. So you got your disability check coming in. Have we helped y'all out?
Mm-hmm.
Have we helped you?
Have we helped you defraud the government?
There we go. Oh, excuse me. Like that's not happening anyway. Anyway, that's our helpful hit.
Like
today.
They need our help to do that.
James's really? Business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR. Needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds, and
and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment, and supplies. It's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's a time when a lot of people are thinking about buying shade trees, and I have some of the most common questions that people ask when they go into the tree yard. I'll be back with details after this message. This is your final call for my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar, the single publication that gives you all the details of when to do everything in your landscape and garden. It's my 29th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. I've completely revised and updated every piece of information in it. More than 12,000 words, more than 70,000 keystrokes of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. And you get it at a one-third savings when you buy it now. With a one-year subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. All of it for just $38.95 and $3 postage for the calendar. That's a one-third savings on the calendar when you buy it with the magazine. Satisfaction completely guaranteed. This is final call. Call today, $38.95. Satisfaction guaranteed. 800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. So one of the questions I hear frequently is, what's the best fast-growing shade tree? Well, those terms best and fast-growing are mutually exclusive. Any tree that grows really rapidly will, as a result, have weak wood. Fast-growing trees like mimosas, silver maples, cottonwoods, willows, ashes, catalpas, sycamores, fruitless mulberries, and box elders live short and hard lives. They're vulnerable to insects and diseases, and they break apart easily in wind and ice. Rather than planting a trouble-prone pest, you want to choose instead from quality shade trees. So then the next question is, what are the best types of large shade trees? Compared to the racehorse trees that we just mentioned, the list of great trees for Texas includes various oaks like live oak, Schumard red oak, chinkapin oak, burr oak, and for smaller spaces, lacy oak. In East Texas, you could grow water oak and willow oak, Chinese pistachio, pecan, cedar elms, and again in acidic or neutral soils, bald cypress and magnolias do well across Texas. Those quality trees will grow 75% as fast as the lesser trees, but they'll live 10 or 15 times longer. What are the best adapted flowering trees for Texas? Well, redbuds probably win that one, especially the variety Oklahoma and Mexican redbud, because they have burgundy, deep flowers. Large, glossy leaves are lovely. And then also, I'm very fond of forest pansy redbud with the purple leaves. It's very pretty. Redbuds in any form, though, are great. Mexican plums would probably be my second choice. They're fragrant, beautiful white flowers. The fruit is not terribly good when you eat it fresh, but it makes great jelly. What kinds of trees have the best fall color? Well, there are several good candidates, but no really great ones. The types that have the best odds of really showy fall foliage include Schumard red oaks, Chinese pistachios, sumacs, crepe myrtles, and sweet gums, but sweet gums are East Texas trees. Oh, and there are some others that you might do well with. The ornamental pears are beautiful. The problem with them is that they break in windstorms, so that's kind of a downer for them. How far away from my house should I plant my trees? Well, that answer depends on the tree, the configuration of your house, the roof line, and the soil type you have. But large shade trees need to be at least 10 or 12 feet from one-story houses and 15 to 20 feet away from two-story. Do I have to worry about sewer and water lines in my tree's roots? Well, not so much anymore, because the sewer lines are now impervious. They're not slip tile, so roots don't get into them. But don't plant things right over utility lines. Not a good plan there. I'm Neil Sperry. Plan for your garden of roses in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Sorry about that. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Let's take a first look at sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, your official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Texas A&M is in Norman, Oklahoma tonight to play basketball. We're talking about the 14th-ranked Aggie women, and they've got a tough road coming up. The Aggies will host Texas Tech at Reed Arena on Saturday, and then on Monday, in just 6 days, they'll host the number one-ranked undefeated Baylor Bears. But first things first, and that's Oklahoma. Coach Gary Blair says they always have a good game with the Sooners.
Played well there last year, but it's always a tough matchup. They really play to their crowd up there. Crowd gets behind them, and Whitney Hand gets going. I mean, that's like Tebow or somebody gets going. They respond to whatever Whitney Hand does on their team. I think she'll go down as one of the all-time favorite players that Sherry Cole has ever had.
Aggies are in second place in the Big 12. Oklahoma is in third place. Both teams are fighting for the number two seed in the Big 12 tournament. And while the Aggies may have a tough time gaining a third straight number two seed in the NCAA tournament this year, they should be a number three if they can take care of all their other business, even if they don't beat Baylor next Monday. Now, on Saturday night, like we said, the Aggies will host Texas Tech. Tonight's OU game starts at 7, and you can hear it over on 1150 AM The Zone. By the way, through a promotion, you can buy two tickets for $10 to all of A&M's remaining home men's and women's games, or to each of those games, I should say. And that includes women's games with Tech and Baylor, and the men's game with Kansas and Kansas State. They'll play Kansas tomorrow night. In the Big 12 last night, Quincy Acey had 22 points and 16 rebounds to power number 13 Baylor past Texas 77-72 in Austin. The Bears rallied from a 12-point deficit early in the second half to pick up their second win in the last five games. Jacobin Brown led the Longhorns in scoring with 18 points. Well, a couple of local high school teams will try to extend their season tonight in the UIL basketball playoffs. The Rutter girls are in the 4A regional quarterfinals, and they'll play Cedar Ridge at Rockdale tonight at 7. Rutter is 32-5 after beating Lancaster and Roy City in the first two rounds. The A&M Consolidated Tiger boys will start the playoffs after winning their first outright district title in 18 years. They're 29-4. They're playing a Longview team that made the playoffs despite an 11-16 season record. Could be a trap game. They play at 7 in Fairfield, with the winner meeting either Dallas Jesuit or Lakeview Centennial in the area round. Also around the area in girls' play, Leon Jewett will meet Bruceville Eddy in 2A regional quarterfinals at Groesbeck. Centerville meets East Chambers in New Caney. In 1A girls, Iola meets Platonia in Cedar Creek, and Schnook meets Shiner in Columbus. In other boys by-district action, tonight in the playoffs, 4A, Brenham meets Huntsville in Navasota. 3A, Rockdale meets Sealy in Schulenburg. In 2A, Hearn meets Keene in West. Franklin meets Italy in China Spring. Lexington meets Wallace Brazos in LaGrange. And in 1A, boys by-district, Normandy meets Evadale in Dieball. And Dimebox meets Welder in Columbus. District soccer tonight. Bryan girls are at Belton. The Bryan boys are hosting Belton. Consol girls are at Harker Heights. And the Tiger boys are hosting Heights. Rutter girls at Waller. And, yep, the boys will host Waller. It's the first midweek game for the 3-0 Aggie baseball team, something that has cropped up as trouble in past years for A&M. Stephen F. Austin lost 11-0 and 10-5 to Portland in the Lamar tournament last weekend. Coach Rob Childress has a lot of respect, though, for Stephen F. Austin.
No question about it. 2 years ago, they beat us in our park. Last year, we had to hang on to beat them and gave us everything that we could handle. And Johnny does a great job, and they're well coached. And, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us on Tuesday. We all understand how important Tuesdays are. And, you know, we'll start Derek Hadley, and he'll get us off to a good start, and we'll go from there.
Game starts at 6:35, and you'll hear it right here on 1620 with the pregame starting at 6:05. In the NBA last night, all three Texas teams won. Dallas beat the Boston Celtics 89-73. Spurs beat Utah 106-102. And the Rockets beat Memphis 97-93. That's your first look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 657. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In the good old days, the local filling station, as we called it, was one of the town's gathering places, kind of like the barber shop. You went in, had some coffee while they filled up your car, washed your windshield, checked your tires and fluid levels, and talked about what was going on in the community. At SevCheck Service Center, you can still do that. SevCheck Service Center has been keeping cars and trucks running smoothly for over four decades. Open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Today, I'm test driving a certified pre-owned BMW along with an array of other cars. So far, not only does a CPO BMW outperform other pre-owned cars, it outperforms some new cars as well. This might be why BMW is the number one selling pre-owned luxury brand and even surpasses some brands in new car sales, like, say, Audi, Acura, and Infiniti. This car looks and feels like new. It's rigorously inspected, backed by a 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan, and an ultimate driving machine through and through. Yeah, I like door number one. A certified pre-owned BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
WC Tractor in Bryan and New Holland are celebrating the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo in style. Get a New Holland Workmaster tractor from 45 to 75 horsepower and...
Pretty nice day, except easterly winds today. 71, partly sunny. 58 tonight, maybe some fog. 77 tomorrow and looking at 80 on Thursday. So enjoy that. Right now, humidity is 93%. Winds are from the east at 6. It's 58. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. The U.S. says it's sorry as thousands protest angry in Afghanistan about Qurans and other religious materials that were trashed, some burned. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live on our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, it happened at Bagram Air Base, north of Kabul. It appears these religious books were accidentally sent to the trash heap for burning. Local workers at the dump site noticed the material. U.S. commander in the country, General John Allen, ordering an investigation into the incident.
I promise you, this was not intentional in any way. And I offer my sincere apologies for any offense this may have caused.
It's feared that this will only add to anti-foreign sentiment on the rise there, Dave.
Emily, Greece is going to get its bailout, its second European one, $170 billion, finally agreed to by EU leaders.
It's an essential step forward for the country and for the euro area as a whole.
European Commission President José Manuel Barroso, the deal forces the Greeks to implement much-protested steep budget cuts. The super PACs running all those attack ads keep getting a lot of money. The committee supporting Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney raised a combined $17 million last month, more than the two candidates raised. This as Rick Santorum goes to Arizona today. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Mesa.
Well, a week before the primary here in Arizona and in Michigan, Santorum's intensifying his language and aiming it square at President Obama.
We've been talking about the radical environmental agenda that puts the earth over the needs of man.
A sharp contrast to Mitt Romney's even-tempered words on jobs, the economy, and his resume. And as the temperature of his language on the campaign trail rises, Santorum continues to rise in a lot of state polls. He's within the margin of error here in Arizona and in Mitt Romney's home state of Michigan, Dave.
Rich, it's Fat Tuesday in New Orleans.
Come out, have fun, enjoy.
They'll do Mardi Gras partying and parading until Lent starts tomorrow. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Royalty Pecans, providing you with natural, high-quality Texas pecans grown right here in the Brazos Valley. Pecans make a delicious, nutritious snack. They're naturally sodium and cholesterol-free, rich in fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Royalty Pecans' signature products are made fresh in their farm kitchen using quality ingredients. Shop Royalty Pecans' orchard store for their pies, breads, treats, and more. It's open year-round on Highway 21 at the Brazos River or anytime online. For events, call 979-272-3904 or click Royalty Pecans.com.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
In need of affordable health insurance for you and your family?
Hi, I'm Brian Brown with Brown & Company Insurance Services. Everyone realizes the importance of affordable health care, but most feel it's not feasible unless you work for a large company or government entity. That's simply not true, and I would like the opportunity to prove it to you.
Call Brian Brown of Brown & Company Insurance Services today for your free quote of affordable health insurance. 694-6900 or on the web at bcins.net.
At Batteries Plus, we wanted to come up with just the right combination. Batteries Plus ham. Batteries Plus wigs? No. Then we realized, what better combination than Batteries Plus light bulbs? Batteries for your car, laptop, cell phone, plus light bulbs for appliances, track lighting, and a whole lot more. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman for a wide selection of batteries and light bulbs. Batteries Plus. Any battery, any bulb, for anything.
I'll have the grilled cheese, please.
Hot or cold?
Hot isn't grilled hot.
We're still looking to hire a cook for the summer season, so cold?
But your name is Hot Grilled Cheeseria.
Yeah, I can give you bread and cheese, and you can try grilling it on your exhaust manifold.
Don't be stuck without a chef or any other seasonal employee you need. Log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
You know, if you have heated seats, you could sit on it and have a panini.
Okay.
Post as many jobs as you like in minutes and use as many words as you want for one low price. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
WTAW News Time, 7:05, 56 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, promised yesterday, didn't quite deliver, but we've got it again today in the forecast as we head toward a high in the lower 70s. Warming trend as we continue through the week and then cooling off in time for the weekend. We'll take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast coming up after this look at news. It's brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Aggieland was the setting for a bipartisan celebration of President George Bush on Monday. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi was greeted with a standing ovation by an overflow crowd at the George Bush Presidential Library.
Howdy. I know that on this one instance, I can speak for each and every one of you in the room when I say that it is a great privilege for each and every one of us to spend President's Day with President George Bush.
Pelosi says Bush's name and presidency are synonymous with civility.
Something badly needed in our political discourse today. President Bush followed what Thomas Jefferson said, that every difference of opinion is not a matter of principle, and we should debate accordingly.
Remarks from the former House Speaker are available on our website with this story at WTAW.com. As divisive as the politicians in Washington, so were the actions of two student groups at Texas A&M to the appearance of Pelosi on the A&M campus.
Members of the Council for Minority Student Affairs cried foul to a protest by Texas Aggie conservatives. CMSA Board Secretary Stephanie Canellis describes what's done by the Texas Aggie conservatives will, quoting, propagate the image of an intolerant campus. For the Pelosi visit, the TAC had someone dressed as the Grim Reaper to display their opposition to what they believe is the House Minority Leader's job-killing economic legislation. One of the protesters, Kerry Cheshire, says, again quoting, Obamacare, out-of-control deficit spending, increased federal regulations, and heavy taxes are destroying the jobs that students like me will need when we graduate. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan police made one arrest and issued several tickets after witnessing cockfighting in the backyard of a home on Saturday. A 911 call resulted in officers going to the 600 block of East 24th, some three blocks east of downtown. Officer John Agnew says the homeowner, 54-year-old Antonio Gonzalez, was arrested for holding the fights and was ticketed for violating city animal codes.
The owner
received multiple citations for concerns with the animals' living conditions, the way they're being fed, do they have enough water, what they're standing in.
Animal Control returned Monday to see some of the 30 fighting roosters living in substandard conditions. Agnew says ordinances do not limit the number of chickens in a residential area. Now, in College Station, in case you're interested, there's a maximum of 10 birds unless it's part of a 4-H project. Six people in a circle around the roosters were ticketed for being spectators to a cockfight. Some Texas roads are getting higher speed limits just as gas prices are going up.
For every 5 miles you drive over 60 miles per hour, you burn 25 cents more per gallon of gas. Sarah Schimmer of AAA Texas says you could spend even more.
And it does start to add up, especially when you're traveling lots of miles like most Texans do. And most Texans don't travel with a light load. Usually cars are weighed down, which also contributes to burning more gas.
One other thing. While TxDOT raised the speed limit to 75 on 1,500 miles of interstate last month, it's not legal until new signs are posted. And it's going to take another month or two before those new signs are up. In Austin, Jude Linnell, TSN News.
Once a year, the Blinn College Board of Trustees meets in Brazos County. Blinn's Brandon Webb says the opportunity to meet board members and watch them in action is tonight in Bryan.
They come over to the Brazos County campuses, our Villa Maria campus there, which is our largest campus among the four, and they conduct their normal regular board meetings. So it's just as if you traveled to Brenham, just as if you were sitting in Washington County seeing how decisions are made on behalf of the college.
Tuesday night's meeting, that's tonight, starts at 7 in the Student Center on the Blinn campus in Bryan. And officials at a North Texas university have canceled a Wednesday appearance by poet Maya Angelou, citing illness. A spokeswoman for Texas Woman's University says it has no details on Angelou's illness. A statement on the university's website says it hopes to reschedule the appearance for this semester. Messages left at Angelou's Wake Forest University office in North Carolina and the offices of her literary agent were not returned by to the Associated Press. The 83-year-old poet is hosting a radio special on the civil rights era airing on public radio stations across the U.S. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 56 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Hello, Brazos Valley, Research Valley, Medical Corridor. We don't care what they call it. We call it home. I'm Kyle Smith, owner of Auto and Home Mobility Solutions. I'm running this advertisement because my wife is tired of people telling her no one knew we were here. Well, we are, and we have been for over 7 years. With over 25 years of experience in the industry, under one roof, we consider ourselves the most knowledgeable in the medical corridor. We are the only state-authorized vehicle modifier for the handicap equipment installations in the Brazos Valley. We not only install wheelchair and scooter lifts, we work hand-in-hand with your local car dealership to ensure you get your rebates and state taxes off of any new or used car bought. Before you're thinking of getting a gas-guzzling wheelchair van, come see us. We can put anyone in any car, SUV, or truck, so call us at 979-589-2005 or come by and see us on Highway 21 just outside the city limits of Wixon Valley, Texas. You can also visit us at yourmobilitysolutions.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, it's 7:13, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Some very warm temperatures are going to flood into the region over the next couple of days. With partial sun today, highs will be 70 to 75. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, 55 to 60. Partly sunny and warm tomorrow, 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. It'll be 60 to 65. We'll have clouds Thursday with the chance of a shower, and highs will be anywhere from 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggies lost third-ranked Missouri on Saturday. Well, next coming into town, the fourth-ranked Kansas Jayhawks. That'll be tomorrow night. Aggie women play at Oklahoma tonight. We'll talk about that. High school basketball and baseball and more coming up in sports.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked. I am shocked.
Shocked and appalled?
Not appalled, just shocked. Really surprised.
Who
knew?
Yeah.
That the minority leader of the House of Representatives, former Speaker of the House of the United States of U.S. America, starts a speech the same way Royce Hickman does.
Howdy.
I was shocked.
That's amazing.
Howdy.
I hope Royce knows about this. That's right.
I'll tell you what.
Royce, am I wrong?
If Royce and the Pelostra ever got into a scrum, that'd be some impeccable hair getting messed up there
on both sides. You're right. Yep. I mean, that's the first thing I thought because I was leaving the room and went, wait a minute.
Howdy.
That's exactly what Roy said.
Doesn't sound exactly the same way.
But it's the same word.
It is. It is.
Wouldn't you love to have been a fly on the wall when they said, okay, Mrs. Pelosi, Congresswoman Pelosi, I know you've worked very hard for that title. You want to start the speech with howdy.
Yeah, and see what happens.
Yeah,
yeah,
and then here's the thumb up thing. You do that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Don't just you know throw a limp thumb out there. You know.
Howdy.
Yeah. Right.
I remember.
It was a strong howdy though. I gotta give her props. You know.
Yeah. Well, she probably rehearsed it backstage a few times.
Never forget, 11 Spoonful came to play here.
Okay. Was Nancy Pelosi in the 11 Spoonful?
No. They're G. Raleigh White Coliseum.
Maybe she was a groupie.
And so it was in between songs and John Sebastian walks up to the microphone. He pulls out a sheet of paper. He says, okay, I'm supposed to say something about this and this and this and this. And then he put it back in his pocket.
Awesome. That's awesome.
That's funny.
Yeah, so glad to be here. All right.
Howdy and gig me. Sure.
Gig
them.
Guy Gim? What is Guy Gim?
What is Guy Gim?
That's right. I'm happy for this gig. What is this?
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So today's fashionable New York City tots going wild for a hot new trend. That's right. It's Baby Chino. That's right. The local hip coffee shops across Brooklyn.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Baby Chinos, like pants.
No. Am I saying that right? I guess that's right.
Yeah, I'm sure it's Baby Chino. Yeah, like cappuccino.
Right, yeah.
Baby Chino.
Crowds of hipster moms creating stroller traffic jams drag their pampered little snowflakes in to get tiny cups of decaffeinated cappuccinos suitable for little kids with adult palates. Shot in there. Yeah. Go ahead and put a little espresso in there.
Once again, unattended children will be given free espresso and a kitten.
Exactly. They just really like the taste of coffee, said one parent. And I'm an idiot. Anyway, our children love Baby Chinos, claims another. Baby Chinos come with lots of froth and milk and a little chocolate or honey.
Imagine that. Babies like milk and honey or milk and chocolate.
It's truly amazing.
I'm glad I was sitting down for that. But it's priced so high.
But you missed that. We'll revisit that story since you were gone last week. Setting these kiddos on a path of eventually ordering, of course, the 16-ounce caramel frappuccinos, which have three times as much caffeine as your can of diet soda.
Don't forget the calories.
Yeah, that's right. So, no, somebody got a gift card from Starbucks and went in, and we figured probably worked with the barista. Because that's who they are.
Is this local or what?
No. Oh. It was a national story. You apparently can spend $23.60 if you want to on one cup.
Really?
That's a Trenta cup, which would be the
Big O cup. That's like the 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah, it'd be the Big O cup. Yeah.
That's with whipped cream.
Yeah, and all
that.
That
kind of
stuff. What they did. They apparently they said it only tasted so-so, but I mean. Hey, it's putting you back $23. That's pretty good.
I think I told you the worst mistake I ever made was getting in the drive-through line at a big green coffee company one time, and I was by myself coming back from a football game. But you never get in the drive-through line behind a carload of teenage girls.
Oh,
at any place, I think.
Well, you know, because all of them got something complicated.
Sure.
And to the point that when I pulled up and they said, "Hi, welcome to service,"
call.
Are you having a great day? What can I get for you?
I said, I just want coffee. Black coffee.
And I'll be on my way.
Do you want room for cream in that black coffee? No. I want blackety black coffee.
Do we have regular black coffee? No?
Okay, yeah. In case you've run out of things to wonder about, Lehigh University, I think, has probably answered the last question that many people had.
They reached the end of the internet, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Chase, you're probably too young to care about this.
Good. Yeah, because sadly, those nuggets are running out.
But apparently, a group of students
getting,
at Lehigh.
Those are getting fewer and farther between for me.
Sweeping them up from the corner.
Yeah.
A group of students at Lehigh University calculated that to build the Death Star from Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah, exactly.
I do admire their effort already.
Yeah. Would cost $8.1 quadrillion.
Oh, quadrillion?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, what's that to the empire? They pretty much can tax as they want to.
And again, because and strangely, they say that's 13,000 times the entire GDP of the world, but that's just our Earth. I mean, again, the empire, pretty far-reaching. They push the franchise to the boundaries, I would say.
Well, and keep in mind, that was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, good point.
So, are they adjusting for inflation?
Yeah, and what does it cost in that? And again, maintenance and operation.
O&M budget.
It's
when it comes budget time, you would not want to be in Darth's office for those meetings.
No.
Does it run on regular gas? Do you know, or does it take?
No, I don't think it runs on gas. I think it probably has kind of fuel.
It runs on the souls of small children.
Yeah, that's right. But again, who are we to even question if this is correct or not? I mean, okay. Don't you pretty much just have to take that on face value?
I think so.
That they're right.
Wait, now that's you could argue that's a slippery slope right there. You know, you start taking things at face value for what the government tells you. So.
Yeah, that's these are kids at Lehigh University.
They'll run the government one day, I'm sure.
Probably want to trust them more than I would the other people. Anyways, 7:20. We failed to mention Chase was gone for 2 weeks in case nobody noticed.
Yeah. And I don't blame you if you didn't. Yeah. I mean, hey.
But he's back. But you took a big trip.
I did. It was a once in a lifetime trip. I got to spend about 8 days in country in Israel.
Wow.
And it was an opportunity that was extended to me, and I appreciate the folks here at Bryan Broadcasting for allowing me to do that, because it was an unconventional amount of time off. I was gone for 2 weeks, and, you know, it took a couple of days to get there, a couple of days to get back, get readjusted, things like that. But I'll leave it at this. As far as the nation or the state of Israel goes, I was blown away.
Which, again, tell them how big it is.
It's about the size of New Jersey.
Right.
And what I was telling Scott and Tom is that from Jerusalem north, it reminded me of Appalachia. I mean, it, just in terms of green, lush. I mean, a lot of limestone and things like that. But it's very green. Everything south, it looks kind of like northern Arizona or southern Nevada. Despite what you hear in the news, I never once feared for my safety. I never once feared for my well-being. I told my wife as soon as we got back, I said, I would not hesitate to take both you and the children there. And spend any amount of time there. It's a beautiful country. If you're thinking about going, whether from a spiritual standpoint, an archaeological standpoint, or an historical standpoint, or any of the combination of the two or three, go. Don't, you know, go, get a guided tour, make sure you do your homework on that, but go, you will not regret it.
And it is a commercial venture for many, many Israelis, right?
They understand both Arabs and Israelis, okay, Muslim, Jew, whatever, however you want to label people. They understand where their bread is buttered. They know that to keep you safe, that to keep me safe, is in their best interest. Because if they kept me safe, I'm coming back and I'm giving a full endorsement right now, telling everyone listening right now, if you're considering going, don't let safety stand in your way. Because they go the extra mile to make sure that you are safe, and yet they don't do it in an oppressive way.
And the thing is, I mean, immediately, and any number of people I talked to who knew you had gone, we're all talking about, man, they're on the brink of war, it would seem. There's
never
a lot
knew
of saber rattling going
never
on.
Never knew it. Yeah. I have breaking news alerts that come up on my device, and had it not been for those, never would have known.
And so why do we hear about everything that goes on in Israel?
The interesting fact that we learned while we were over there is that the state of Israel, as we'll remind you, is about the size of New Jersey, second only to the United States of America as far as the number of journalists stationed there full-time in the world. Second only to the U.S. as far as the number of journalists stationed there full-time. And you know as well as I, no matter what business you're in,
If you're a branch office of a business, you have to justify your existence. So as soon as one person picks up a rock and throws it at someone else in Israel, that becomes international news.
Yeah, and again, we don't normally see any lush type real estate over there.
No, not at all. It was remarkable. The Sea of Galilee may be the most beautiful spot I've ever laid eyes on.
Oh, wow. Mm. Very good.
You sent a picture. It looked great. And it looked like yes. That in the picture.
Tranquil does not begin mm-hmm. to describe that yeah. particular area.
So the perception that we have quite often is given to us by the media may not be a full and true representation.
No. As I said, if safety is your greatest concern, if you've been entertaining the notion of going, and it takes probably a good year to plan a trip, but if you're entertaining the notion of going, don't let safety stand in your way. If that's the only thing that's creating an obstacle, push it out of the way, go. You won't regret it.
There you go. 724.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books today. We'll match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. To learn more, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community, for the community.
My, oh my. Okay, folks, here's Sterling Auto Group's top three reasons you know it's time to trade in your old car. Here we go. Number three, hitchhikers turn you down for a ride. Number two, your dog is too ashamed to stick his head out the window. And the number one reason to trade in your old car...
Cause Sterling Auto Group will give you $8,000 off with any trade. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. So bring any trade to Sterling Auto Group and get an $8,000 discount off any select new car or truck in stock. So you can drive home a new car or truck for possibly less. Yes, less than you're paying now. Plus at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new 2012 GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $289 per month. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. Sterling Auto Group, we make it easy. 205 North Earl Runner Freeway. In Bryan, call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 72 months at 3% APR plus TT&L and fees with approved credit on select vehicles. All incentives to dealer.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer or you've been through this process before, you know that at some point it gets overwhelming. It can get overwhelming, and you have to temper that. Now, if you're a first-time home buyer, just let me tell you, it's going to get overwhelming. And that's why you need a realtor that is going to partner with you to make sure that they can help keep you kind of on an even keel, I guess. And one of the things that Zweiker & Associates does is they get real with their clients. They sit down and they look at your finances and they say, let's decide what you can and cannot afford. Because when you start buying a house, you start looking at homes and things like that, you can very quickly get into a situation where you get in over your head, not only emotionally, but financially. And that's the last thing you want. Not only are they going to get real with you financially, they're going to make sure that you don't get overloaded. They're going to make you put together a do must have list and a do not want list and things like that. And then you're only going to look at about 8 to 12 homes max. And when you're looking at homes, having a number that small can make a huge difference. Zweiker & Associates, find out what they can do for you. Go to zarealestate.com, zarealestate.com.
Molly Maid is just the thing for spring. Our homes need to be clean, but we want to be outside or shopping, just about anywhere except at home cleaning. A call to Molly Maid will get you what you need and give you time for what you want. No contracts, no pressure. You decide how often you want your home cleaned. Give yourself or someone else the gift of time. Call Molly Maid today at 979-693-7777. That's 693-7700 or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. Best of the Brazos Molly Maid, a clean you can trust.
It's 727. Rush won't be with us this morning. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. However, we do have that for you, and it's brought to you this morning by the folks at the College Station Medical Center. That's the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com. To learn more. All right, here we go. More sunshine than we had yesterday. About 71 for our high temperature, 58 tonight. 77 and maybe some fog forming. There may be fog tonight, but certainly could be some fog tomorrow morning with 77 for a high. We're going to be at 80 on Thursday. It'll be a 30% chance of rain. Cools down a little bit on Friday and at 62 and 66 on Saturday with some sunshine. Right now we're looking at overcast skies and it's 58.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that accidents happen and there's no use crying over spilt milk. But what if that milk gets spilled on your laptop's keyboard, causing a computer meltdown? Or what if you accidentally delete a really important computer file? Computer disasters can indeed cause tears to flow, along with a few choice words, unless you've done as I have. Get automatic, continual online backup for your computer files from Carbonite. With Carbonite, your tears of frustration will turn to tears of joy because you'll be able to easily restore your backed up computer files. Over 1 million customers trust Carbonite to protect their home and small business computer files, plans starting at just $59 a year. And it takes just a few minutes to get started. So please start your free trial today. Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use the offer code RUSH. Get 2 bonus months if you decide to buy. Carbonite.com. Offer code RUSH.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
Another special day coming up from David Gardner's. Actually, it's a few days, and it starts today. It's the Marco Biggio Spring Preview. You get a chance to see some of the work that they have created right here in Bryan College Station before a lot of other people do. And again, that's the way David Gardner has made things happen in Bryan College Station. You can see the new lines that they're going to have, and it's only today through Saturday. If you want to, if you're a Marco Biggio fan, and lots of colored stones, and they use probably more yellow gold than they do white gold. But for people who know Marco Biggio's work, then they'll be there. And if you haven't ever seen it, then you ought to be there. But again, it's a special showing of the spring preview, and it's coming up today through Saturday at David Gardner's. Also, I want to look ahead. If engagement is in your life, then the spring engagement event is coming up March 2nd and 3rd. This year, David Gardner's doing that along with the Knot magazine. So see a couple of special events that David Gardner does so that you can see what's new, what's out there, and what's available. They've been here for almost 30 years, giving you jewelry designed by them and by other people as well. So go see the Biggio preview, which is going on starting this week. And remember, next week, the 2nd and 3rd, it's the spring engagement event. That's at David Gardner's 911 University Drive.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios on our way to a high today. In the lower 70s, we expect sunshine in the forecast. We'll take a look at your weather forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. President and Barbara Bush had front row seats for the President's Day visit to Aggieland from House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. You can hear the entire presentation on our website, WTAW.com. The overflow audience applauded Pelosi after she gave what she said was her most detailed response to the recent debate in Washington about health insurance providers giving women free contraception.
But everybody knows that the management of a family should respect the discretion of the mother, because her health is important to that family. Her decisions with her husband, her doctor, and her God are important to the family. And just, I mean, how can we say the federal government or private insurance companies should enforce something that the church itself has not been able to enforce?
Pelosi called for an end to what she says is the inflammatory debate on something she says is a private matter and not public policy. There are at least 2 student groups at Texas A&M with an opinion about Nancy Pelosi's visit.
Aggie conservatives used protest signs and a member dressed as the Grim Reaper to show their opposition to what they call Pelosi's job-killing economic legislation. They point to federal statistics that show the unemployment rate for youth at 20%, they say is comparable to Arab countries. It's the second time Aggie conservatives are employing street theater, repeating a method used when Barack Obama made an appearance in October 2009. The TAC protest led to a news release from the A&M Council for Minority Student Affairs. Members of the CMSA Executive Council issued an advance apology to Pelosi, describing the TAC as, quoting, an attention-hungry group that could care less about political conservatism, but rather cares more about controversy, with no regard to the university's image and no desire to demonstrate the good in conservatism. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Rick Perry raised a paltry $389,000 and spent nearly 10 times that during his failed presidential campaign's final 3 weeks. Perry's Federal Election Commission report for January shows he spent almost $3.3 million over the same period. He had a bit more than $860,000 in cash on hand at month's end in January. It was a spectacular collapse for Perry, who raised more than $17 million in donations in just his first 7 weeks of campaigning. But high-profile debate flubs saw his popularity plummet, and Perry took in just $2.9 million in the final 3 months of 2011. Things only got worse after that. A survey shows Rick Santorum has a big lead in Texas over the other Republican presidential candidates.
The University of Texas, Texas Tribune poll of Republican voters puts Rick Santorum in first place with 45%. UTA political scientist Alan Sack says this is despite the fact that Governor Perry endorsed Newt Gingrich when Perry abandoned his run for the White House.
I've heard him interviewed even after he cut his own campaign short and still says he supports Newt Gingrich, but the vibrancy, the enthusiasm, has certainly waned.
Sack says Santorum's conservative ideals play well in Texas. Gingrich came in a distant second in the poll, followed by Mitt Romney and Ron Paul. Tayshia Stevens, TSN News.
Back here at home, a 911 call concerning animal cruelty led Bryan police to the backyard of a home where officers say they saw evidence of cockfighting. It was last Saturday, some 3 blocks east of downtown on East 24th between Preston and Polk. Officer John Agnew says there were about 30 chickens in the backyard, a number that does not violate city ordinance.
When it comes to the chickens and roosters, it's fine, except for it can be very loud. And from a city ordinance, when it comes to noise violations point of view, kind of surprised we didn't get phone calls on this ahead of time.
54-year-old Antonio Gonzalez was arrested for cockfighting. That's a state offense, but he was also cited for violating local animal cruelty laws. 6 others were ticketed for watching the fights. In case you're wondering, while the city of Bryan has no limit on the number of chickens in residential areas, in College Station there's a maximum of 10 unless it's part of a 4-H project. And Tuesday night, tonight, is the annual meeting of the Blinn College Board of Trustees on the Bryan campus. Blinn spokesman Brandon Webb says students and local residents are invited to attend and participate.
And it's a good opportunity for anyone that lives in Bryan and is impacted positively. Maybe your experience isn't as all you'd hoped it would be. And observe, you know, watch the sausage as it's being made, so to speak.
The meeting will be held in the Student Center on the Bryan campus. Again, that starts tonight at 7. WTAW News Time closing in on 7:36, 56 degrees. Right now, the news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Hi, welcome to EcoBox. How can I help you?
Well, I'm getting ready to move and I need a lot of boxes, but I just hate the thought of all those boxes going to waste after I'm done with them.
Well, maybe you should consider our used boxes.
Used boxes? Really?
Oh, yeah. EcoBox has an unbelievable selection of new and used boxes.
Really?
Yep. And not only will you save up to 50% compared to new boxes, When you're finished moving, EcoBox will even buy them back.
So there won't be a gigantic stack of boxes in front of my new house? I love that.
This is Kim Warlick of EcoBox in Bryan College Station. Not only do we have new and used moving boxes, businesses in the Brazos Valley are finding they can buy locally from EcoBox at lower prices and without freight charges. We offer wholesale pricing on our huge inventory of boxes, packing peanuts, tape, bubble wrap, and much more. For the best price, service, and free delivery, call EcoBox at 979-703-8896 or visit ecobox.com.
738, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Some very warm temperatures are going to flood into the region over the next couple of days. With partial sun today, highs will be 70 to 75. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, 55 to 60. Partly sunny and warm tomorrow, 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. It'll be 60 to 65. We'll have clouds Thursday with the chance of a shower, and highs will be anywhere from 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Aggie women's basketball team is in Norman, Oklahoma to take on OU tonight. That's before they host Texas Tech Saturday, and that's before they host the number one ranked Baylor Bears next Monday. Busy times for them. Aggie baseball tonight at Olson Field at Bluebell Park as Stephen F. Austin, the Lumberjacks, come to town. That and high school hoops and more coming up in sports.
Really?
Yep.
Really? Busy.
Really?
Busy time.
Really? Busy time.
Busy
oh,
time.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's spring.
Caller. Hello?
Caller.
Well, okay, there.
Mm. Well, just be that way.
So they're going to be playing the Baylor women. That's going to be coming up pretty
four
soon. Huh?
Four Baylor women and...
All right, quit it. That's Saturday?
Monday.
Monday, okay.
Monday night. They got two games before that, but, yeah, they got three games in 6 nights, so... There you go.
Do I give away a pair of tickets to that Baylor game? Can we do that?
You know, we can do that right now if you would like to.
Hello.
Hey.
What?
This is Gary Vanna.
Hey.
Tom?
Hey, Gary.
Hey, bud. I saw your program this weekend. I was real surprised to see my photograph in there and what you said about it. But I want to confirm something with you.
Okay.
I had been in country about 2 weeks when that picture was taken. I'd been given an M14 rifle, had seen my first dead enemy soldier, and I really didn't know what the hell was going to happen. And you nailed that right on top of the head.
Okay.
All right. Thanks
all
a
right,
lot, Gary.
Gary, thank
it.
You.
All right.
Gary's
hello.
One of our veterans.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Not much.
Okay.
Wondering about those tickets.
Oh, yeah, I bet you are. Well, that's going to be a trivia question. Sorry. yeah, that's right.
Nice try, James.
Yeah. What College Station restaurant has been in the same location longer than any other? 695-1620.
What a good question.
695-1620.
That's a fine question.
I thought it was.
Well, these are fine questions.
Do they sell chicken fingers?
These are fine tickets.
Because I think 9 out of every 10 restaurants in College Station now sell
that,
chicken fingers.
And they also, I think, do nails as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So
what restaurant?
And they buy and sell gold inside,
yeah.
too.
You know, if I thought about this.
695-1620, which restaurant has been in the same location longer than any other in College Station?
Man.
What's the answer?
The Dixie Chicken.
No, that's not it. Hi there. What's the answer?
The Martin's Barbecue.
No, in College Station.
They're in Bryan.
Yeah, in College Station. What's the answer?
Martin's.
No,
they're in Bryan.
They're in Bryan.
Hi there. What's the answer? Hello.
If you say Martin's, we're cutting off your cell phone.
Hello. Hello. Okay. This restaurant in College Station has been at this location longer than any other. What's the answer?
Yeah, the burger place.
No. What's the answer?
Is it Chinari's?
No, it's not.
It's not Joe's Crab Shack either.
Hi, what's the answer?
Lane's Chicken Fingers.
No, that's not it. Hi there, what's the answer?
Denny's.
Who?
Denny's?
Wow, I didn't think that was a bad guess.
No, it wasn't. Hi, what's the answer?
How about Cafe Excel?
No, not Cafe Excel. That's an old building. Now, that used to be the College Station City Hall, but...
I remember when I think Denny's was Bombay Bicycle Club.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Absolutely. Like hi there. What's the answer?
A Fat Burger.
Nope, that's not it. Hi. Hi. What's the answer?
IHOP.
That's it. It's IHOP.
Woo-hoo!
Really? The International House of Pancakes.
Across from campus.
Yeah. Who's this?
Jack Adams.
Oh, see, well, Jack's as old as I am. That's why he knew that. But that's okay. That's the whole idea.
It took the place of the old Rayo Burger.
Yes, right. Yep, and the Circle Drive-In was right behind it back when there used to be a traffic circle there, folks. There really did. There was a traffic circle right there where South College and University come together. Jack, we got a pair of tickets for you for Lady Aggie basketball next Monday against Baylor. I guess we have the tickets here, Tom.
Yes, we do.
You can come by and pick them up, man.
Good deal, thanks.
Thanks to you. Yeah, Jack and I grew up actually down the street from each other.
You could go there and take your date out for $1 and still have enough left over for a picture.
Dang straight.
So, well, the reason I also mentioned that is because, you know, yesterday we were talking about, hey, is this that pancake thing and all that? But no, today is the day when they do the pancake race.
Oh.
In Olney, England.
And they flip women and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they carry
pancakes on their back.
No, I think they carry the woman on her back. Let me see if I can find it or not. They carry women on their back. And the reason I want to mention it is because this is International Pancake Day, which should not be confused with National Pancake Day.
Oh, so we can celebrate it twice a year.
Yeah, we could do that. Hello?
You sure it's not Fort Shiloh?
No, because Fort Shiloh's gone.
I'm pretty sure there's no wait at Fort Shiloh right now, if you're curious.
That's right, if you don't mind eating outside.
And bringing your lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. No, but I mentioned...
that caller needs to get out more.
But you could go across the street. You know, there's food places right across the street. You could go do that.
Oh, yeah, Winn-Dixie's right across. Oh, wait, never mind.
There's a Korean.
Oh, wait, it's Lax. Oh, wait, never mind. That's out of business, too.
Right, okay. No, anyway, so on February 28th...
I don't know if he knows or not, but Olive Garden burned.
Yeah, that's right.
But there's a new one, yeah.
Oh, by the way, while you were gone...
what, we burned something?
Yeah, we did.
We did, and we burned Las Lomas.
Las Lomas. Which used to be Fajita Rita's.
Oh, no, that happened right before I left.
Well, that's true.
Because I couldn't help but comment. There was a picture on KBTX's Facebook page about that, and I couldn't help but comment. I said, gosh, they were that close to the Plaza Hotel.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, that was the night of the big storm. Yeah. Chase was here for that.
Did you get the text I sent you yesterday?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. If I didn't respond with something witty and humorous, then I did not.
So. Well, again, I'm trying to learn how to attach photos to text. It's, you know. Anyway.
Oh, wait. No, I think I did. Yeah. Now I'm going to have to go back and look.
You have to go look. Next Tuesday.
Don't mind me. I'll just be quiet for right now.
Next Tuesday is National Pancake Day, and if you go to IHOP, they're going to serve you a short stack of buttermilk pancakes free. In return, they hope that you'll give some money to the Children's Miracle Network. But last year they raised... $8 million or something like that. A bunch of money. So that's coming up. So just give them a little free plug. But that also tied in to our wonderful trivia question.
That's right.
That was local.
So I did get your text, by the way.
That was a great question. Yeah. We need more local trivia.
Yeah, well, I hope we can get some. The very pink mansion owned by the founder of Mary Kay Cosmetics is up for sale.
Mm.
Mary Kay Ash died over 10 years ago, but her mansion in Dallas, Texas, is being sold now with an asking price of $3.3 million, and that is a bargain. The last time this thing went on the market, they were asking over $5 million.
Hot dog, man.
You better like pink. You know, that's all I can figure. Mansion has more than 12,000 square feet, 6 bedrooms, a pink toilet and tub in the master bath, and it features all sorts of pink shaded amenities. Built in 1984, repainted on the inside and out. Whew, that's good. Wonder what color they used. Know what color they didn't use, but I don't know what color they did use.
Maybe they used an earth tone, you know, something muted.
Well, and as we had today on the story, something you should know, that if you're going to sell your house, you need to have some all the same color in there, and it probably needs to be something muted like that, because if you go with a strange color, you probably won't get as much money for it. All right, 746.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ 2 insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
You've heard the old saying, laughter is the best medicine. Well, it turns out it's really true. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Do you enjoy a good laugh? I think we all do. Well, except maybe for Woody Allen, who once said, "I'm thankful for laughter, except when milk comes out of my nose." Other than that little dilemma, laughter really does have a long list of physical benefits that improve our body and mind. A good belly laugh engages the whole body. Our heart rate goes up, our breathing patterns change, and the muscles in our arms and legs contract, all of which increases blood flow. And maybe most importantly, laughter makes us smile. Think about it. Even in the midst of tears, if you laugh, you'll smile. And these physical reactions all release tension from our body and help us relax. Laughter also releases chemicals in our brain called endorphins that make us feel happier. So we don't just laugh because we're happy, we actually grow happier when we laugh. Beyond the physical benefits, laughter strengthens our relationships as well. Much like crying, laughter between two people builds intimacy. In fact, research indicates that we don't laugh when we're alone nearly as often as when we're with others. This shows that laughter isn't as much about humor as it is connection with others. So fill your home with laughter. It'll do wonders for you physically, and it will enrich your relationships. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Supercenter, Sam's Clubs, and other fine retailers.
Thank you for calling vacationsandstuff.com. Looking for a hotel? How about a car? Are you sure you don't want a car? What about tickets to a show? No? Then how about the car? We've got pony rides. Why not? Not for you? What about a cruise? It's just like a hotel, except it floats.
Sometimes you just need a hotel. When you do, go to hotels.com.
How about a facial then? Back wax? Stone massage?
With over 20 years of experience and over 140,000 hotels worldwide, why go anywhere else? At hotels.com, finding you the perfect place is all we do. Check out amazing deals in San Antonio, Dallas, and Houston.
One more time, good Tuesday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at sports. It's brought to you by Tom Patterson with United Country Real Estate. Find your freedom with United Country Real Estate. Well, it's only 6 days until the Aggie women's basketball team hosts number one undefeated Baylor at Reed Arena. But would you believe that they've got two other games between now and then? Yep, tonight in Norman, the second place Aggies meet third place Oklahoma as both teams are fighting for the number two seed in the Big 12 tournament. And while the Aggies may have a tough time gaining a third straight number two seed in the NCAA tournament this year, they should be a number three seed if they can take care of all their other business, even if they don't beat Baylor next Monday. On Saturday night, the Aggies will host Texas Tech. Here's Coach Gary Blair.
We're 10-4, and we'd love to keep that four there as long as we can. The schedule gets tough now, and every game is going to go right down to the wire. We'll be working on a lot of situation plays the next couple of weeks for practice to not only just get us ready for the games at hand, but for the Big 12 tournament and for the NCAA tournament. Oklahoma, ourselves, and Baylor are the only three that have made the NCAA tournament because we all have 9 wins, 500 and above. K-State still has to get one more, and I'm sure they will.
Tonight's OU game starts at 7, and you can hear it over on 1150 AM The Zone. By the way, through a promotion, you can buy two tickets for $10 to all of A&M's remaining home women's and men's games. That includes games with Texas Tech and Baylor for the women and against Kansas tomorrow night, and then Kansas State for the men. Two tickets for $10 to each of those games. Wow. Last night in the Big 12, Quincy Acey had 22 points, 16 rebounds, and number 13, Baylor. They beat Texas 77-72 in Austin on Big Monday. Baylor rallied from a 12-point deficit early in the second half. Acey scored seven straight points to push the Bears to a five-point lead. With under 3 minutes to play, Pierre Jackson made six consecutive free throws to put the game away for the Bears. Well, a couple of local high school teams are going to try to extend their season tonight. They're still in the playoffs. The Rudder girls are in the 4A regional quarterfinals, and they'll play Cedar Ridge in Rockdale tonight at 7 o'clock. Rudder is 32-5 after beating Lancaster and Roy City in the first two rounds. A&M Consolidated Tiger boys, they won their outright district title, first one in 18 years, and they'll start the playoffs tonight at 29-4. They're playing a Longview team that made the playoffs despite a season record of 11-16. They'll play at 7 in Fairfield, with the winner meeting either Dallas Jesuit or Lakeview Centennial in the area round. Now, also in the Brazos Valley in girls' playoffs, Leon Jewett will meet Bruceville Eddy in 2A regional quarterfinals at Grosbeck, and Centerville meets East Chambers in New Caney. In 1A girls, Iola meets Platonia in Cedar Creek, and Snook meets Shiner in Columbus. Last night, the Navasota Rattler girls, their season ended with a loss to Sealy in overtime. In other boys' bye district, 4A Brenham meets Huntsville in Navasota, 3A Rockdale meets Sealy in Schulenburg, 2A Hearn meets Keene in West, Franklin Lions will meet Italy in China Spring, Lexington Tigers will meet Wallace Brazos in LaGrange. In Class 1A boys' bye district, Norma G will meet Evadale in Dieball, and Dimebox will meet Welder in Columbus. It's the first midweek game for the 3-0 Aggie baseball team. Sometimes that has cropped up as trouble in past years for the Aggies. Stephen F. Austin comes in at 0-2. They lost 11-0 and 10-5 to Portland in the Lamar tournament last weekend. Here's Rob Childress.
No question about it. 2 years ago, they beat us in our park. Last year, we had to hang on to beat them and gave us everything that we could handle. And Johnny does a great job, and they're well coached. And, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us on Tuesday. We all understand how important Tuesdays are. And, you know, we'll start Derek Hadley, and he'll get us off to a good start, and we'll go from there.
The game at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park starts at 6:35, and we will broadcast it right here on 1620 tonight. The fifth-ranked Aggies will host Holy Cross this weekend for three games. District soccer in high school tonight. The Bryan girls are at Belton. The Bryan boys host Belton. The Consol girls are at Harker Heights. The Tiger boys host Heights. And the Rudder girls are at Waller. You get the idea. The boys will host Waller. In the NBA last night, Dirk Nowitzki had 26 points and a season-high 16 rebounds, and the Mavericks defeated the struggling Celtics 89-73. Nowitzki's point total moved him into the top 20 on the NBA career scoring list. The Celtics were without a suspended Rajon Rondo and absent Kevin Garnett. The San Antonio Spurs beat the Utah Jazz 106-102 for their 11th consecutive win. Tony Parker scored 23, and Matt Bonner hit 5 3-pointers for the Spurs. And Kyle Lowry scored 24 points last night, and the Rockets beat the Memphis Grizzlies 97-93. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville at 7:55. For Tom Patterson with United Country Real Estate, this is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Homestead Senior Care is proud to celebrate our 10th year of service to seniors here in the Brazos Valley. I'm David Guest, and I want to thank you for trusting us to help your loved ones remain in their homes as they age. Our ongoing commitment to high-quality support now features a new Alzheimer's care training program. It's designed to help our caregivers and client families cope with the changes brought on by this disease. As we begin our next decade of service, I invite you to call 268-6880 and learn why at Homestead, to us, it's personal.
Hello, I'm Tom Patterson with United Country Real Estate. Do you have real estate to sell? Consider United Country. Since 1925, United Country has specialized in selling premier country properties. In fact, over 3.5 million people will spend an average of 24 minutes browsing our online listings this month. Will your property be there? Call me at 703-1863 or visit uctexas.com. And remember,
no one knows the country like we do.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, we believe that a wheelchair shouldn't stop you from going to the prom. We know that burn scars might change the way you look, but they don't change who you are. That's why we've made it our mission for the past 90 years to provide life-changing medical care from doctors and staff who believe that every child should live the best life possible. Be a part of this extraordinary mission by making a donation at ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org or by calling 1-800-241-GIFT.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books today. We'll match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. To learn more, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community for the community.
Two studs, one woman. I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and I keep thinking about those words. Two studs, one woman. Two burning, hot diamond studs, one beautiful woman who loves her studs. Two fiery studs just looking for a lobe, and one passionate woman seeking some brilliant companions. Two studs from Douglas Jewelers. One woman from, well, that one woman is you. Come see us on University Drive in the Starbucks Shopping Center across from Home Depot.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Today is card reading day. I don't know what that means. Card reading day. And it's also Punchki day.
Card reading day.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Shrove Tuesday, of course. Right. Mardi Gras. All that stuff going on today. Today is also single tasking day for all you people who can only do one thing at once.
Yep.
We always hear about multitasking.
Right.
Single task.
So this way, dumb it down.
Yeah, something like that. Well, and again, this works well for guys. You know, don't give me too much information. Just give me one thing to concentrate on right now, and I'll do that until I mess it up. And I don't want to call anybody out, but, I mean, we have a story today where Brandon, who's our good buddy, who, in fact, used to work with us here, now at Blinn, talking about how sausage is made. And this is something that's been used for years, right? The whole idea of some process that's not necessarily attractive, it's the finished product that you go for. And my thought is, I mean, do the hot dog people just have a really good lobby? I mean, they're PR people, because I haven't eaten a hot dog and see what it is. You can look at the sausage and see what it is.
That's why you only should eat Hebrew National hot dogs.
Major difference. Bite into that hot dog, you don't know. 71 degrees for a high today. It's 58 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He's still running hard.
My principle's simple. I want to shrink Obama's government.
But Newt Gingrich running a distant third to Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney, who are nearly tied in the Michigan and Arizona polls a week before Republicans vote there, as the money keeps flowing. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Mesa.
Dave, the super PACs definitely living up to their name as they eclipse the candidates' own organizations. For example, the Mitt Romney campaign raised about $6.5 million last month. The main super PAC supporting Romney has more than double that, about $16 million on hand. Also, Rick Santorum's campaign entered January with about $300,000 in the bank. It raised $4.5 million by the end of the month. And Newt Gingrich's official campaign raised about $2 million. That is less than the major Gingrich supporter super PAC of $2.5 million, Dave.
Now, Rich, the U.S. admits things went wrong, disposing of Qurans and other religious materials, trashed and in some cases burned at an airbase in Afghanistan.
I've ordered an investigation.
That's top U.S. Commander General John Allen.
My apologies to the noble people of Afghanistan.
Well, thousands of Afghanistan people were out protesting, angry at the disposal. Greece finally getting its second European bailout, $170 billion EU leaders have agreed to give, with strings attached that a lot of Greeks have protested, steep budget cuts and reforms.
This overall package opens the way for Greece to construct a new and more sustainable economy, better able to generate growth and jobs.
Now, European Commission President Jose Manuel Barroso. Now, there hasn't been a big lift in the markets across Europe. They're actually lower today, but on Wall Street, futures are higher before the opening bell. At the gas pump, with oil hovering at a nine-month high, around $105 a barrel, another slight increase for gas. AAA puts regular at $3.57 a gallon, the highest ever in February, predicted to keep going up.
I'm hearing $5, but I hope not.
They're going to raise the gas more and more and more, so pretty soon you're going to be pushing your car.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Antune for details.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
The Home Builders Association presents the 2012 Home Expo, sponsored by McCoy's Building Supply, on February 25th and 26th at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Discover home building options, improvement, and energy-saving ideas to make your home a dream come true. Free seminars on home building, gardening and landscaping, interior decorating, and much more. Bring your kids to enjoy the Junior Master Gardeners Exhibit and Petting Zoo. Register to win all kinds of fabulous prizes. The Home Expo, Saturday, February 25th from 10 to 5, and Sunday, February 26th from 1 to 5 at the Expo Complex on Leonard Road in Bryan.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-8255.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
WTAW News Time, 8:05, 58 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, lower 70s for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Aggieland was the setting for a bipartisan celebration of President George Bush on Monday. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi was greeted with a standing ovation by an overflow crowd at the George Bush Presidential Library.
Howdy. I know that on this one instance, I can speak for each and every one of you in the room when I say that it is a great privilege for each and every one of us to spend President's Day with President George Bush.
Pelosi says Bush's name and presidency are synonymous with civility.
Something badly needed in our political discourse today. President Bush followed what Thomas Jefferson said, that every difference of opinion is not a matter of principle, and we should debate accordingly.
Remarks from the former House Speaker are available on our website with this story. Just go to WTAW.com. As divisive as the politicians in Washington, so were the actions of two student groups at Texas A&M regarding the appearance of Pelosi.
Members of the Council for Minority Student Affairs cried foul to a protest by Texas Aggie conservatives. CMSA Board Secretary Stephanie Canellis describes what's done by the Texas Aggie conservatives will, quoting, propagate the image of an intolerant campus. For the Pelosi visit, the TAC had someone dressed as the Grim Reaper to display their opposition to what they believe is the House Minority Leader's job-killing economic legislation. One of the protesters, Carrie Cheshire, says, again quoting, Obamacare, out-of-control deficit spending, increased federal regulations, and heavy taxes are destroying the jobs that students like me will need when we graduate. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan police made one arrest and issued several tickets after witnessing cockfighting in the backyard of a home on Saturday. A 911 call resulted in officers going to the 600 block of East 24th, some three blocks east of downtown. Officer John Agnew says the homeowner, 54-year-old Antonio Gonzalez, was arrested for holding the fights and was ticketed for violating city animal codes.
The owner received multiple citations for concerns with the animals' living conditions, the way they're being fed, do they have enough water, what they're standing in.
Animal control returned on Monday to seize some of the 30 fighting birds living in substandard conditions. Agnew says Bryan ordinances do not limit the number of chickens in a residential area. Now in College Station, there's a maximum of 10 unless it's part of a 4-H project. Six people in a circle around the roosters were ticketed for being spectators to a cockfight. Around the state this morning, a federal judge in West Texas will hear evidence and arguments on the mental competency of a Saudi man accused of trying to make a weapon of mass destruction. Attorneys for Khalid Al-Dasari and prosecutors go before a U.S. district judge today. If the defendant is found competent, his trial is scheduled to begin April 30th in Lubbock. Court documents allege the U.S. college student planned to attack various American targets, including sites in New York City and former President George W. Bush's home in Dallas. Al-Dasari has pleaded not guilty. His attorney has served notice that he'll use an insanity defense in that case. The Texas travel industry is preparing for spring break and summer with record-high gas prices.
Largely by promoting closer to Texas, attracting guests from St. Louis and Memphis instead of New York City. And Steve Atkins of the Texas Travel Industry Association expects hotels and resorts to have plenty of bargains.
We're seeing Atlantis, one of the largest Caribbean destinations, one of the most visible and popular. We're seeing them offer their fourth night free.
Despite the angst over higher gas prices, a dollar a gallon increase raises the cost of a round-trip drive to L.A. by about $70, not enough to cancel a vacation. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
And once a year, the Blinn College Board of Trustees meets in Brazos County. Blinn's Brandon Webb says the opportunity for you to meet board members and watch them in action in Brazos County is tonight.
They come over to the Brazos County campuses, our Villa Maria campus there, which is our largest campus among the four, and they conduct their normal regular board meeting. So it's just as if you traveled to Brenham, just as if you were sitting in Washington County seeing how decisions are made on behalf of the college.
Tonight's meeting starts at 7 at the Student Center on the Blinn campus in Bryan. WTAW News time is 8:09, 58 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. At Pioneer Steel, we understand this, and when you walk in our door, you're not just another customer. You're a new relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve you with the highest quality products and personalized service. For all your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel.
Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com. WC Tractor in Bryan and New Holland are celebrating the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo in style. Get a New Holland Workmaster tractor from 45 to 75 horsepower at 0% for 72 months. We also have great deals on zero-turn mowers and much more. Come see us on Highway 6 just north of Highway 21 and register for free rodeo tickets. Or stop by one of our stores in Brenham, Navasota, or Sealy.
8:11. Notice you didn't use the sausage cut that time.
Well, that'll be in the next news.
Okay. All right. We talked about that. Anyway. Brandon, we were just having fun.
Oh, if anybody gets it, I'm sure
he does. So. It's 8:11. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine, we get to see some of that developing today. We also get some warm temperatures to develop across the region. It'll be in the low 70s during the afternoon. Partly cloudy for tonight, down to the mid and upper 50s. Partial sun and even warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow night, lots of clouds. It'll be in the low to mid 60s. Clouds Thursday, chance of showers. Highs Thursday afternoon in the mid and upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, and I want to talk about this oil thing, but now's probably not the time to do it. But, I mean, the price of gas is nuts. Hello.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I would like to submit that you've got single tasking day all wrong.
Okay.
I think it's for multitaskers to slow down, take a breath, do one thing at a time, focus on it, and see how productive that really is.
Ah, very good. Well, that could well be. I was hoping it was my day to not have to do too much, right?
Well, you could always make it that. I mean,
yeah, but, you could. You know, yeah,
I'd like to think we all find a way to do that a little bit every day. So
somehow, some way.
All right.
Police in Cleveland arrested a man for shoplifting after he was spotted putting air fresheners in his pants. $217. $217 worth of.
Was it one of those plug-in kinds?
I hope not. Yeah. And also under news of the odd, in Norway, police stopped a driver in a Subaru who had three live reindeer in his back seat. That's a great commercial for Subaru having leg room, don't you think?
Well, maybe they were babies.
Yeah, oh, it could be a baby. That's true. Baby reindeer is still pretty big, I would think. But anyway, shh, I'm taking care of them. Jethro trivia coming up in just a little while.
Oh, that's right. We didn't do that yesterday.
Well, it was something so easy.
Did Jordan and Patrick participate?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah. Rather well.
And a matter of fact, let me see
the last
else.
Time they filled in.
Yeah. And let's see. And Carl Mooney, city councilman.
Yeah.
Really?
Played Jethro trivia.
How'd he do?
He won. He and Sokol got it right. And Patrick and Tom got it wrong. So there you go.
Well, I'm glad Patrick missed at least one. Well, that might redeem him.
Well, okay. Well, actually, put on your headphones, ladies, because that just shows you that.
Are you talking to us?
No. Anna's here and Lee are here from the animal shelter.
Oh, okay.
And so I thought we'd just let them play Jethro Tribute. Let me see if I can find it. Wait.
It was right over there.
Well, no, that's the whole thing. As you can tell, our show is always so planned.
Scripted.
Everything is scripted.
To a T.
We have to do everything at just the right time. All right, it'll just take me a minute.
Good, because we've got all the time in the world.
Talk about yourself. Okay, like, what else are we going to do? All right.
Peas and carrots.
He needs a,
Tuesday,
folder over there that says Jethro Trivia.
Make it
color-coded.
He'd lose it.
Yeah.
It's all printed on white paper, which is all the same color.
Well, that's an issue right there.
Yeah. Really? So you're saying we need to get you some multicolored paper.
Need to get you some canary, do
got
we?
It. All right, here we go. Canary, some goldenrod, some chartreuse.
All right, ladies, this is called Jethro. Here, now here's you have a microphone. There you go.
Uh-huh.
There we are. Okay, yeah. This is called Jethro Trivia. It's an oddly informative little news quiz where we ask you a simple question about pop culture, recent current events, and it's always fun to play. There's no wagering.
Well, they'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's subjective.
Now, what we'll do is we'll give
Can they hear us? Sometimes we have that problem.
Yeah. Ladies can hear them just fine. Okay, that's it. Okay, so anyway, actually, guys, you already know the answer to this.
We do. Shut the front door,
this.
Really.
Yeah, we've already talked about this morning. But possibly Anna and Leah weren't listening. So this is, we'll just let Anna and Leah play this morning.
Oh,
how's that?
Okay.
Yeah.
So what
that's
I'll
the
do
oldest
is,
restaurant in College Station.
Yeah, really?
No,
that's not.
No.
Lane's
Chicken Feed.
Right, okay.
No, it's Martin's Barbecue. That's right.
Parents who feel guilty when they take their babies to coffee shops can now do what? Is it A, stay home and actually make their own coffee? B, leave the little rugrats at home?
Mm-hmm.
C, leave them with new coffee daycare centers? Or D, give them baby cups of coffee? That's A, B, C, and D. A, again, stay at home and
Tom,
make
do you remember the
coffee.
Answer?
I'm trying. Did we talked about this morning?
See,
we?
they could pick one of us.
I know we were talking
like
about
radio squares.
I know we were talking about coffee.
Yeah,
but,
okay. All right. Yeah. So yeah, Lee.
Is it?
Leave the right. Would you be quiet? I'm going to give them a chance to answer. Yeah. Leave them at home with new. Wow. Leave them at home. Take them to the new coffee daycare centers.
Somebody's
or D. Give them.
Him needs some more coffee.
Baby coffee
seen
drinks.
Him,
Anna,
seen
what's the answer? A, B, C, or D?
Study long, study wrong.
I'm going to go with the daycare.
Okay, go with the daycare. That's the coffee daycare centers. Okay, Leah?
Yeah, coffee daycare.
Okay, now the answer is
Chase. D.
That's right. Give them baby coffee drinks.
Oh,
that's exactly
that
right.
That sounds smart.
Oh, good,
baby
yeah.
Chinos are available now.
Well,
baby Chinos.
Five cups of coffee a day can help prevent diabetes.
Well,
so
start early.
There you go.
Right. Take your child out there and do that.
I should be super proof.
Yeah. Okay, Tom, do you remember we did talk about that earlier in the show?
Well, I forgot about the baby cups. I was going to say C also.
Okay,
but,
well, you
really?
Missed it.
Yeah.
You see what I have to put up with? God,
I just remember when I just remember it because you know when Scott said baby chinos, I was thinking pants.
Yeah, that's
little khakis.
Yeah. Exactly. That's right. You know, chino babies.
They'd have their little shoes to go along with.
But they're actually little baby frappuccinos. So there you go. All right. So thank you guys. I appreciate that. All
right. Went well, I thought.
Yeah. perfect. Yeah. Again, just the way we did it in rehearsal. Yes. 817 News Talk 1620 WTAW. And Leah's here this morning from the Brazos Animal Shelter. How are you? And welcome back.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. Used to be with us.
Yeah, I came for 3 years,
yeah.
And then I was gone for a couple. And
exactly, and now you're back. Okay.
Yeah, I've been back since July. So
really?
Yes.
Well, gee whiz, they should have had you come in here more often. That's exactly right. Okay, so what do we got this morning?
Oh, well, of course, we have plenty of pets available for adoption, but we're getting into, puppy and kitten season. Puppy and kitten season is a time we desperately need foster homes. It's foster homes. We provide them with everything they need while they have that pet. And these are pets that are not available for adoption at this moment. So they're too young for adoption. Excuse me.
Go ahead. That's okay. I have to do that, too.
I'm trying to get over being sick here.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Whoever gets this mic next.
But, yeah, well, we'll spray it. It's okay.
But they, we provide them with everything they need while they have that animal. We're looking for people who can take on maybe two puppies at a time when we get puppies in that do not have a mama and we need, or cat for that matter, or the mother and the litter of animals. Because it is best that they stay with their mothers till they're 6 to 8 weeks old. And we, again, provide you with everything you need while you have that animal in your home. Because we understand some people want to help out, but maybe volunteering in the shelter is not an opportunity. We're looking for some used washers and dryers. They have to be electric because that's how our hookups are. So
sure.
If you have anything interesting like that, then you want to contact the shelter. You can get a hold of all of our contact numbers or where we're located. We're at 5359. Leonard Road. Now that's between 2818 and 47 out by the Expo Complex. Great opportunity to come out to the shelter today. It's going to be nice out. If you're coming out when it rains, you either better be bringing us a load of gravel or your mud boots.
Okay.
So we're in desperate need of some gravel out there. But now that the rain is kind of getting our ground to settle, it's not so bad. But again, if you're interested in foster care, please consider that. Talk it over with your family. It's a great opportunity to temporarily have an animal in your home. If it is a puppy or kitten that's too young to be adopted, you're looking at 8 to 10 weeks max. And that's because they were born maybe at your house or they're newborns. And so it's a set time period for that. But we're also looking for fosters for PetSmart, which those are adoptable animals that are going to go to PetSmart on Saturdays because we do those adoptions out there. But we are really, really needing some additional homes as this season comes upon us. So BrazosAnimalShelter.org is the website. And you can call us 775-5755. Or like I said, come out if you haven't seen the 17 and a half acres. At 5359 Leonard Road.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks in the Brazos Animal Shelter on Tuesdays on WTAW. And Ann is here, as I mentioned, from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Wonderful. What you got for us today?
Yeah. Well, we are just 2 weeks away from our annual Epicurean Extravaganza presents A Taste of Aggieland, and we're really excited about it. That's going to be on Tuesday, March 6th. Out at the Brazos County Expo Complex. I think that's probably just down from the animal shelter.
Absolutely,
so
right.
You can stop in there on your way. We've got premium tickets, general tickets, and even discount ticket packages available for that event. And that event does, what some people don't know, it does benefit the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association's Education Foundation, helping get kids scholarships for restaurant industry-related career. So it's a great event, tasty event, and we would love for everyone to come out for that. Also, next week on Thursday, we are celebrating a business after hours out at the new Bank and Trust at the Tower Point location there on Earl Rudder Freeway. So come out for that. We also this week tomorrow we have a sold out inner circle luncheon going on with Dr. Jeff Seaman, who is the chief research officer from Texas A&M University. And we would like to thank our platinum sponsor this week is St. Joseph's Physicians and Clinics, and we appreciate all they do for the Chamber.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. And our community segment is brought to you by the Mar Eye Center. If you have cataracts or need other vision correction, call today 776-7564.
Eye Center reminds you that February is Save Your Vision Month. By the year 2020, 43 million Americans will be at risk for significant vision loss or blindness from age-related eye diseases, such as cataracts, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, and macular degeneration. Call Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 to schedule your baseline eye exam. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. And remember, our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
A busy morning already. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Dan Loney. After the long holiday weekend, many big-name companies are coming out with their most recent quarterly earnings this morning. They include two clothing retailers with very good holiday seasons under their belts. Macy's same-store sales up more than 5% with online sales gaining a whopping 40%. And the big box retailer shares are up more than 2% in pre-market activity. Meanwhile, Saks saw a jump of 7.7% in same-store sales during the quarter. Both reports easily beating Wall Street views. Walmart's fourth quarter earnings fell 15% due to higher costs, yet sales at their trademark stores did gain ground, up almost 2.5%. Revenue for the quarter rose almost 6%, but total revenue missed estimates. Bring back the rabbit ears, just not the black and white TV. Today's Wall Street Journal says old-fashioned broadcasts, that's over the airwaves, are making a comeback. In the digital era, companies are pitching consumers already with online streaming with broadcast TV packages to save money on cable bills. I'm Dan Loney with the Dow Jones Money Report.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Hey, folks at Enercon want to remind you that you want your energy bills to be as low as possible, and there's some things that you can do, obviously, and one of those things is to make sure that your windows are energy efficient, and that's where Enercon comes in, because that's what they do, is windows. You give them a call, 823-3639. They'll come out, have a look at the windows that you have right now. They'll assess them and see if they're needing to be repaired or if they need to be replaced. Either way, Enercon's more than happy to do the work for you. They'll give you an estimate for that work, and then that's it, no high pressure. And the reason is because the windows, the products from Enercon, are good products. They're a good value at a fair price. They're installed expertly, and that's what's given Enercon the success that they've had for decades here in the Brazos Valley. So they'll be more than glad to help you with that. Three different colors that are available, and, you know, they'll work with you as far as it fitting into your budget as well. And because you have expert window installers, they do this every day, and they do it for Enercon every day, not a subcontracting crew that happens sometimes when you deal with other companies. These are Enercon employees doing the work for Enercon and for you. So give them a call at Enercon at 823-3639 and let them show you how quality, energy-efficient windows can work for you. And remember, builder's-grade windows are not the most energy-efficient, so take that into consideration when it comes time for you to get windows for your home, either replaced or installed for the first time in a new build. That's Intercon 823-3639. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. Partly sunny, about 71 today. Winds will be out of the south now. We thought they were going to be out of the east, but they're going to come around out of the south. So this will be a pretty ideal day, about 5 miles an hour for the winds. Tonight, some fog may form. 58 will be our low tomorrow. 77 with fog again. And then probably 80 on Thursday, and a slight chance of showers at about 30%. Right now, there are a few clouds out there. Humidity is 90%, and we have 56 degrees.
Brazos Valley, last week when we were talking to M.A. Sterling about Brazos Valley Troop and their sock hop that was so successful and so much fun last weekend, we got him to stick around to talk about another exciting thing that's happening this summer again, and that's their annual summer trip to New York City. Yeah, they take a bunch of kiddos and parents and anybody that wants to go to New York City, and it's for 8 nights. It's July the 21st through July the 29th. The last we heard, they still had some slots left. We'll tell you how to get in on that after M.A. Sterling talks more about this great, great trip coming up this summer.
8 nights in Manhattan, and it's just going to be the shows. Broadway is alive and well. And luckily, I think this year we're going to see more about the equal amount of plays as we are as musicals and everything, which is very exciting because normally the plays sort of flicker out and everything or whatever, but there'll still be some there for us to see.
I want to talk to you about this. When you see your graduates of Brazos Valley Troop and you see them go on, you obviously have your numbers that do Brazos Valley Troop. It was a great experience for them, and then they go on with their lives and they're successful people. But then you also have the people that hang on with the talents that you've influenced them with, and you see them go on to big things in the state of Texas, even on the Great White Way, out to California and all that.
Right,
you just got to bust with pride when you see that.
Well, you say that. It's just funny. Just yesterday, I got a call from one of our, actually, he's a 13-year-old, Riley Barone called, and he had to call. I said, well, I signed my contracts and everything. He just signed his contract with his agents and everything and whatever out in L.A., and his mom are out there. It was nice to hear, but it was also nice that he decided to just go ahead and call.
Yeah.
13-year-olds don't. Sometimes you generally don't think about that kind of thing or whatever, but he called him and said, thank you so much. We love you guys and all that. And, of course, whenever we go to New York now, what's cool about that is we took so many kids up there for years. A lot of them are living there now. You know, and then Michael Lane, Tara Moran, Jeff Barbet, Kate McLaughlin, so many of the kids are up there. And so I used to go to New York and there'd be nobody there I could, you know, hang out with. Now the kids are there. Some of my friends who perform are there and everything, whatever. So it's like being at home almost. So after 17 years, it's kind of cool.
There's so much talent that grew up in local theater here in the Brazos Valley. Whether they were troopers or not, it really is. I think about one of the favorite people that I write about, Tommy Sadowski, who his career has just...
Can you just believe that?
It's just skyrocketed. And it's, in my opinion, he's still young in his career. I mean, he's got a lot of places still to go.
He has not changed at all. We went there a few years ago to see him and Reason to Be Pretty, the one he got Tony nominated for. And it was an interesting story because we were there. We walk into the theater to get and none of our tickets worked. There were like 8 of us.
Really?
And we're like, what is going on? I'm about to lose my mind in the lobby. I said, I'm here to see Tommy and I'm getting in his theater. What's going on? And what had happened was he found out where we were sitting and moved us.
Wow.
And upgraded our seats. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm about to have a hissy fit in the middle of this theater. And I couldn't believe that he'd done it and invited us to come down and talk afterwards. There was a whole bunch of big producers there talking. And they went ahead and met with them and everything. And he said, well, I got to get my people from home. And it gave me a big hug and took us all out to dinner. It was just an amazing. He's still Tommy. And he's on that stage, you sit there and you just marvel because you're sitting going, this kid grew up here in Bryan College Station.
Right.
But I knew that the first time I saw him, though. I saw him over with Randy over at the theater company. It was American Station where they did Summer Shakespeare. They did Hamlet. And I was like, good God, this kid is amazing. You know, but there's so many other Tommies that are out there, and he serves as, I think, is one of those things where you can see that somebody from your town has done it. Yeah. You can do it, too.
It is an amazing, talented town. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meesan Associates.
WTAW News Time, 8:31, 59 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the lower 70s. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news for the morning. I'm Chase Murphy. President and Barbara Bush had front row seats for the President's Day visit to Aggieland from House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. You can hear the full presentation on our website, WTAW.com. Now, the overflow audience applauded Pelosi after she gave what she said was her most detailed response to the recent debate in Washington about health insurance providers giving women free contraception.
But everybody knows that the management of a family should respect the discretion of the mother, because her health is important to that family. Her decisions with her husband, her doctor, and her God are important to the family. And just, I mean, how can we say the federal government or private insurance companies should enforce something that the church itself has not been able to enforce?
Pelosi called for an end to what she called inflammatory debate on something she says is a private matter and not public policy. There were at least two student groups at A&M with an opinion about Pelosi's visit. WTAW's Bill Oliver has more.
Aggie conservatives used protest signs and a member dressed as the Grim Reaper to show their opposition to what they call Pelosi's job-killing economic legislation. They point to federal statistics that show the unemployment rate for youth at 20%, they say is comparable to Arab countries. It's the second time Aggie conservatives are employing street theater, repeating a method used when Barack Obama made an appearance in October 2009. The TAC protest led to a news release from the A&M Council for Minority Student Affairs. Members of the CMSA Executive Council issued an advance apology to Pelosi, describing the TAC as, quoting, an attention-hungry group that could care less about political conservatism, but rather cares more about controversy, with no regard to the university's image and no desire to demonstrate the good in conservatism. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas Governor Rick Perry's presidential campaign took in only a tenth of what it spent in its final weeks. The Texas governor took in just under $389,000 in donations from January 1st until he dropped out of the race for the Republican nomination 18 days later. Perry's Federal Election Commission report for January shows he spent almost $3.3 million over the same period. He had a bit more than $860,000 in cash on hand at month's end. It was a spectacular collapse for Perry, whose campaign took in $17 million, more than $17 million in donations in just his first 7 weeks of campaigning. Meantime, a survey shows Rick Santorum has a big lead in Texas over the other Republican presidential candidates.
The University of Texas, Texas Tribune poll of Republican voters puts Rick Santorum in first place with 45%. UTA political scientist Alan Sachs says this is despite the fact that Governor Perry endorsed Newt Gingrich when Perry abandoned his run for the White House.
I've heard him interviewed even after he cut his own campaign short and still says he supports Newt Gingrich, but the vibrancy, the enthusiasm, has certainly waned.
Sachs says Santorum's conservative ideals play well in Texas. Gingrich came in a distant second in the poll, followed by Mitt Romney and Ron Paul. Tayshia Stevens, TSN News.
Back here at home, a 911 call concerning animal cruelty led Bryan police to the backyard of a home where officers say they saw evidence of cockfighting. That was Saturday afternoon, three blocks east of downtown on East 24th between Preston and Polk. Officer John Agnew says there were about 30 birds in the backyard, a number that does not violate city ordinance.
When it comes to the chickens and roosters, it's fine, except for it can be very loud. And from a city ordinance, when it comes to noise violations point of view, kind of surprised we didn't get phone calls on this ahead of time.
54-year-old Antonio Gonzalez was arrested for cockfighting. That's a state offense and violating local animal cruelty laws as well. Six other people were ticketed for watching. Now, in case you're wondering, while the city of Bryan has no limit on the number of chickens in residential areas, College Station has a maximum of 10 unless it's part of a 4-H project. And tonight is the annual meeting of the Blinn College Board of Trustees on the Bryan campus. Blinn's Brandon Webb invites students and local residents to attend and participate.
And it's a good opportunity for anyone that lives in Bryan and is impacted positively. Maybe your experience isn't as all you'd hoped it would be. And observe, you know, watch the sausage as it's being made, so to speak.
The meeting is tonight at 7 in the Blinn Bryan Campus Student Center. WTAW News Time, 8:35, 59 degrees right now. your forecast is coming up next. More local news today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
So did you miss Valentine's Day? Did you not do things exactly right? Well, that's where the Suddenly difference comes in, okay? Because if you didn't get hooked up with Suddenly for Valentine's Day, it is not too late. Suddenly is ready to hook you up. What that means is that anybody that comes into the Suddenlink office over on 29th Street to upgrade services or sign up for new services, you can do it today or tomorrow. Now, they're at 4114 East 29th Street in Bryan. Well, you'll be entered into a drawing for some great prizes, including service credits, movie gift certificates, and a whole lot more. And all the offices, including this one, have drinks and snacks during the day for everybody that stops by. So if you already have installation scheduled, well, thanks. Be sure to ask your local technician about free upgrades and installation offers, and they can give you while you're in your home. They can do it right there. You don't have to order it and then come back later. That's all part of the Suddenlink difference. And remember, when you're talking about Suddenlink, you're talking about bundling and you're talking about savings. You're talking about high-speed internet for $15 a month, advanced digital TV for $27 a month, and the telephone service for $25 a month, and that price is for life. And be sure while you're there to ask about Suddenlink On Demand, the Suddenlink To Go, and the home security service. Give them a call at 1-800-915-1866, or better yet, go by. It's Suddenlink, the Suddenlink difference.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is approaching fast. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the peace of mind that comes from having your return professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
There we go. It's 8:38. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Some very warm temperatures are going to flood into the region over the next couple of days. With partial sun today, highs will be 70 to 75. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, 55 to 60. Partly sunny and warm tomorrow, 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. It'll be 60 to 65. We'll have clouds Thursday with the chance of a shower, and highs will be anywhere from 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, the price of gas is just stupid. This is just stupid.
Just makes you want to cuss, doesn't it?
It just, well, yeah.
And, right. And what the foul, filth, filth,
yeah.
Foul.
And here's the deal, is they're trying, they're going to say, these people are so stupid, we'll tell them, Iran is causing the problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll tell them it's Iran that's doing that. See, what's happened is Iran now is they've stopped shipments of crude to Britain and France. They did that on Sunday. So that's going to make our gas prices go up? That makes our gas prices go up? By the way.
What you paying for that diesel now?
Diesel, let me see. I don't even remember. Is it $3.79 or is it $4?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, $3.79 is what I'm paying.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's about, what, that's about 30 cents more than non-diesel's paying.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, and again, I don't care what it is that you use unless you grow it yourself or raise it yourself. Well, no, probably even if you raise it yourself, diesel is in the equation somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Diesel is used to get what you want from where it is to you. It just happens. So I don't know how they can keep it that
Scott, as long as I can go home every day and crawl inside my garage and close the outside world out around me, then I really don't care about your facts.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
That's now, right. Yeah.
We'll
as
go
long
ahead.
As that pump works and that card keeps working.
That's right. Yeah, right. Now, we'll run this out for you. So, you know, right up front, Exxon's profits are up 69%. Okay. Now,
I will quickly add to that that if you are in a mutual fund or some other type of large investment, you may, in fact, have some Exxon stock. So don't go beat up on the oil companies for that.
Likely do, depending on your mutual fund.
Yeah, right. Hello?
You know, you were talking about gas prices. What I find so ironic is when the price of oil goes up, gas immediately jumps up. But when it goes down, it takes a long time for gas prices to go down.
Ever. Yeah. Sometimes it just doesn't.
Yeah.
But now, here's the deal. American oil production is the highest it has been in 8 years. Okay? Now, Tom Closa, who's an oil analyst, he's talking to Bloomberg News, and he's a Brit. Quote, petrol demand is as low
Closa's not British. We've had him on here before.
Why is he saying petrol?
I don't know, but he's from Texas, I'm pretty sure. So.
Demand is as low as it has been since April of 1997. People properly puzzled by the fact that we're using less gas than we have in years, yet we're paying more for it. It'd be really easy to go Lewis Black on this.
It's not a demand problem.
Not at all.
Because we ain't demanding.
No, that's right. So with gas prices at their highest February level in history, that's up more than 8% since the end of 2011. Why is the current run-up in prices going on despite the fact that demand is down? Because, you know, we did that supply-demand curve in economics. Remember that? In a perfect world. What Closa says, is that a lot of it has to do, once again, with speculative money that's gone into gas future contracts since the beginning of the year, mostly from hedge funds and large money managers. And those people don't have any money at all.
Boy,
you know?
This sounds scarily like the thing that got us in trouble before, you know, hedge funds and
Hello.
Things like that.
I have some behind news interesting info regarding the oil industry. Uh-huh. I have a friend that works in purchasing for one of our major oil companies that she's basically in charge of the quickie stations, you might say.
Right.
And she was asked by her boss in January to do a study on whether it was cheaper to retrofit or just put in new gas station price signs that can handle 4 digits.
Oh, that, right. Thanks a lot.
that's
happy
refreshing.
News. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, in addition to you're saying demand is down, plus if they stop shipping to the European countries, then that means supply's up, so it should be plummeting like a rock.
Well, again, sure. Again, in a perfect economic model, that's what we're talking about. But not that way. Since the beginning of the year, we talked about the hedge funds and the large money managers. He says we have seen $11 billion in speculative money come in on the long side of gas futures. Each of the last 3 weeks, we have seen a record net long position being taken. So, in other words, seeing it on out there, there's going to be good times ahead. And, you know, the last time we had this problem is a really weird deal because spot market prices, in other words, you had to go buy right now, spot market prices were lower than the futures prices, which, again, runs counter. It would seem like if you need it immediately, it should be a higher price. But that's how much they had run futures up. We're slaves to it, folks.
Well, there is
to say it. Gallon of gas nationally from $3.25 at the end of 2011 to $3.52 right now. What are you boys paying right now?
I paid $3.39 downtown the other day.
Yeah. Hang on, I bought yesterday, and I think I've still got...
No, I threw my receipt down, so I think I paid $3.40-something.
Yeah. And again, we're supposed to be happy with this?
No, I'm
just
not.
Just amazing. Now, the other thing that's interesting... Hello?
Yes, you talk about the... gas prices being high, it's because the demand for our finished goods, or gasoline and diesel, are going across the water back to the Brits and Europe. That, in regard with higher prices, is because now petroleum products are the largest export product that the United States has. It's not airplanes anymore.
Oh, that's interesting. Are you in the business?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. I appreciate
That sounded like a man that knows what he's talking about.
So, in other words, it's there, but it's being taken off of our shores and sent to another market. And again, much as we used to talk about corn and ethanol, you can't fault the corn farmer if he's getting paid, he or she's getting paid more money to put it in a fuel tank than to put it in a piece of livestock. So, you know, understand that. But I appreciate that insight right there. That will give us an idea as to why it runs counter to an economic model that we all learned about supply and demand. It is being used up, just not around here. Grin and bear it. Now, the other thing that we probably ought to at least chat about is the last time we had these high prices that were scaring people, we changed the way that we drove.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people didn't go back to driving that way. Now, mm-hmm. you know, you can go back to the old war times and, you know, they used to say, is this trip really necessary? And a lot of people started taking that into account when they would drive. And I was talking to somebody the other day and they said, and they drive a gas car, you know, I spent $50 filling up my gas tank. Well, for them, that $50 was the threshold. You know, when you're paying $39, $46, that wasn't a big deal. But when you got to $50, it was the threshold. And, you know, with the diesel, you put $100 in the tank. That happens. And that's what I said to him. I said, hey, try putting $100 in there and see how you feel about that. But again, it's wherever your ouch factor is, your mm-hmm. owie factor. And that's what causes, and that's different for everybody, but it causes you to then change your behavior. And I guess that's the signal that we have to send. But it's just craziness. Just nuts. Ah. So.
And still, I mean, you know, you got the people that are in the minimum wage jobs or
yep.
and all of that. And, you know, they're looking at their cost to them to get to work. You know, if somebody from Bryan, the only place they could find a job was in Hearn. And, you know, they put a pencil to that and say, okay, I'm making this, but it's costing me this to get home and back.
Well, and as we can end the sentence so often,
yeah.
we are so much better off than so many other people.
Oh yeah,
where I just came from, they're paying by the liter over there.
Yeah,
and they're basically paying per liter what we're paying per gallon.
Yeah, if you go pay by the liter, go calculate your gas tomorrow by the liter and
Hello.
See. Hello, what's up?
Hey, I heard yesterday some guys talking about it, and they said that the price of the dollar has fallen, and when the dollar falls, because oil is bought in dollars, the price of oil goes up. And they said if you put a chart out there, it's almost perfectly inverse relationship. As the dollar falls, the price of oil goes up.
Were these like two guys leaning on a lamppost, or were they on TV, or what was going on?
No, I was on the radio, and I wasn't paying that close attention.
Yeah, I know.
So you're listening to us.
Hello?
Yeah, listen, in the paper the other day, there was a thing about the Keystone Pipeline where the Congress voted against an amendment that required everything on the Keystone Pipeline to be sold in the United States. So our Republican congressman, which I am a Republican, voted no to require everything to be sold in the United States. That just drives our prices up.
Well, good. I'll have we'll ask Bill Forrest yeah. about that if we get a chance to talk to him. There's another thing about the Rockefeller
brothers.
Well,
but the Keystone Pipeline wasn't gasoline, though.
No, it wasn't. That was crude. There's an oil shale from in Canada, right?
Right.
Yeah, that they're bringing down to be refined here. But they're saying
it's not to say that it couldn't eventually lead to it, but to say that would have an immediate impact would be a stretch
not.
At best.
The other thing, too, is that I understood, they're going to bring that down to Houston or bring it down to be refined in Texas, and then they were going to ship it offshore, that it was not necessarily petroleum or energy that was going to be consumed here in the United States. But, again, we're a long way from any of that happening. About 10 till.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer. Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Come see us at the Home Expo, February 25th and 26th. We are launching an exciting new product.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete nutrition.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers, and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books today. We'll match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. To learn more, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community, for the community.
Hey, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking a lot of coffee this morning.
Yeah, we have. I've been paying attention to most of it, too. Yeah.
I personally enjoy talking about coffee because coffee is one of my favorite things to talk about.
And we've been talking about people not having any money.
Who wouldn't want to talk about coffee?
Yeah. Found that interesting.
Yeah.
There's a lady in Bend, Oregon, paints pictures with beer instead of paint.
Yeah.
Karen Eland first became famous for her coffee art that was painting with coffee.
Ah.
Decided to go to a different medium. Painting with beer is quite simple and very similar to coffee painting. I pour out some beer and start dipping my brush and painting, so it's beer art. Yes, Karen, I'd say that's pretty straightforward. That's pretty much the way that it would work. Okay. Now, again, as we mentioned today also is International Pancake Day. They're doing the race thing. But there are other Lenten customs. I mean, we're about to, you know, about to be a bunch of people behaving for the first time in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because it's Lent.
Yeah, that's right.
Lent
gonna,
what? I didn't bar nothing.
They're going to give up stuff.
Yeah, and exactly. And,
right.
And you know what? And the thing is, they're going to tell you that they gave it up for Lent, and they're going to try to make you feel bad about it.
Yeah, I'm giving this up for Lent.
Yeah, exactly. So.
How about you give up giving up stuff for Lent? How about you give up telling me what you gave up for Lent?
Yeah, give up bragging on yourself. Huh?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, because ironically, when you tell me what you gave up for Lent, aren't you also giving up humility for Lent?
Oh, my.
That's right.
Listen to you.
You're bringing it on.
Hello?
Just saying.
NJP is a little hitch in the morning.
I'm sorry?
It's a hitch. Painter's a hitch in the morning.
Okay.
All right.
I had him say it twice.
Yeah.
I still don't know what he said, but it's okay.
But, you know, we were talking about people, you know, with money problems and the gas problems.
Uh-huh.
I've got a way that we can replace their entertainment dollar right now.
Oh, how's that?
By giving away tickets to Fightin' Texasaki baseball.
He's just killing me, isn't he?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, we can't do it tomorrow. I mean, the game's tonight. I guess you could do it tomorrow. Somebody can call in.
We'll give you those in Frankie Lane tickets.
695-1620. 695-1620.
This is for tonight.
That's right. You'll be sitting next to Tom. That's the downside. But anyway, we got tickets.
No, you won't. You'll be three sections over,
there you
actually.
Go. 695-1620. Tickets to Texas A&M baseball against Stephen F. Austin. That's tonight.
Tonight.
All you
got to
do is call in right now.
And you win two tickets.
While I tell you the story. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw that disturbing video of the guy putting on his socks in Walmart.
Was it pixelated?
Yeah, it was.
Because he was taking off a lot more than that first.
Well, they did. They showed that, too. He was a big guy. Phoenix, Arizona man accused of accidentally discharging a gun in a Walmart bathroom stall.
Oh,
that can echo right there.
Yeah, 24-year-old Andrew Seals says here sat down and his revolver fell out. So the Ruger 357.
Oh, that's a big one, too.
Yes, it was. Reportedly hit the ground, fired off a shot. Ricocheted all over the place.
Far.
Yeah.
Fired that shot?
The bullet landed on the floor right next to a man standing at a urinal.
Mm.
Woo!
Oh, man.
He may have been in the wrong place.
That could have caused a mess.
I was going to say.
He may have been in the wrong place.
Yeah, he might should have taken a stall.
Yeah, that's
right.
First you say it, then you do it.
There were no injuries. All right, you want to go see baseball tonight?
Yeah, definitely.
Who's this?
This is Randall.
Randall who?
Randall Moore.
What do you do, Randall?
I work at a paint store.
Well, you can name it.
A
it's
paint
okay.
store.
Yeah? What's it called?
Yeah.
Sherwin-Williams.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Okay. I've heard of them.
He may have mixed some paint for
you. You got to come here to the radio station before 5:30 and pick up your tickets.
You in the Bryan store or the College Station store?
The College Station store.
Have you been to the ballpark yet? Have you been to Olsen Field at Bluebell Park yet?
I have not. This is the first time.
You'll be impressed.
Yeah, all right. We're fifth floor, Crystal Park Plaza. Come by. We got them for you, Randall. Okay.
Right,
thanks a lot. There you go.
There you go.
Drop those off. We'll have some more. Listen, we are the voice of Texas A&M baseball.
Are we not?
We'll have plenty of baseball tickets for you.
For the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't have to
during
worry about
the season.
That. Yeah. 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 Well, not for the season. No.
We're not giving away season tickets.
During the season. So if you didn't win today, don't worry. There'll be plenty more.
February is National Dental Health Month, and Aaron's Family Dentistry wants to keep your teeth healthy with a free Sonicare toothbrush. Visit Aaron's Family Dentistry on Facebook, click like, and you're automatically entered to win a free Sonicare toothbrush. Winners will be posted on the Aaron's Family Dentistry website at the end of February. Since 1984, Dr. Jim and Karen Aaron's have been committed to the dental health of the Brazos Valley. Schedule your checkup and professional teeth cleaning today.
Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit ErentsDDS.com. That's ArentsDDS.com.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Royalty Pecans, providing you with natural, high-quality Texas pecans grown right here in the Brazos Valley. Pecans make a delicious, nutritious snack. They're naturally sodium and cholesterol-free, rich in fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Royalty Pecans' signature products are made fresh in their farm kitchen using quality ingredients. Shop Royalty Pecans' orchard store for their pies, breads, treats, and more. It's open year-round on Highway 21 at the Brazos River or anytime online. For events, call 979-272-3904 or click Royalty Pecans.
Hey, so now this little town down in South Texas, is it Tivoli or is it Tivoli?
Tivoli. I go through it every time I go to Port Orange.
Okay. I've always heard it called Tivoli.
No, well, Tivoli is where what is called every place else in the world.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those.
Okay.
Maybe it is Tivoli.
Yeah.
Tivoli.
Yeah.
Did you hear what happened at Tivoli?
Yeah, they done boycotted them a lunchroom.
They said, Yeah, they did. They did. They said, we need things to be better food down here. Yeah, so we're going to see.
Is that right?
Yeah, they got too much macaroni and cheese. They want some healthful options.
I can't believe they made the news. I mean, that's a one blinking light town.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Got a Dairy Queen, though.
It is. Associated Press. Yeah. They got them a reporter who drove over there.
Yeah, they got a Dairy Queen.
All right.
Well, with unhealthy lunches.
There you go. Well, they went over there, and they're in the news now. So, got it going. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
The first telephone directory. One page, 50 names, 1878.
The very next day, the first crank call was made.
That's right. No numbers, okay? Just the names, because you'd call and say, you know, Edith, get me Chase. 1885, the newly completed Washington Monument was dedicated. It took them a while to do that. 1947, a guy named Edwin Land showed us this camera, this instant camera. Yep, at the Optical Society of America back in 1947. 1948. NASCAR was incorporated.
Yeah.
That's gone pretty well for them.
Uh-huh.
We saw the peace symbol for the first time on this date in 1958.
Oh.
And in 1988, Jimmy Swaggart said, please don't make me kill my cash cow. He went up on TV and said he'd stand. And sure enough, there are enough people still giving him money. But
he's
did.
Still around.
Yeah, I know. He's still around. Does that show you that there are people who got more money than they got sense? Wow.
And didn't Churchill give that peace symbol a long time before that? Oh, no, that was victory. That's right.
The peace symbol.